B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey!
Hey! Guess what, everybody? It's the man running for city council. It's our old buddy, Tony D'Amico. What's happening, Tone?
Well, I think the campaign is going very, very well. I'm a man of the people.
If you tuned in last week, you heard that Tony D'Amico, restaurateur in Cape Coral for many, many years, has had it, and he has thrown his political hat into the ring, and he has announced he's running for Cape Coral City Council. What a foolish move.
Well, thank you very much, Dad. Yes, it's probably long overdue.
Yeah, why didn't you do this while you were younger? When you still had a little bit of energy, you had people to run the restaurant, you had that all-male staff, you could go and leave, you still, you know, the lungs weren't that damaged, the knees still worked, and you could have gone out and meet the people and done something on the city council. Now, you got that leathery skin, bad heart, bad lungs, you sit in a car all day and smoke, and now you want to run for city council. Isn't about 20 years too late?
Well, instead, I'm glad you asked me that question.
Oh, he's very... You're acting like a politician now. You know what? I have seen this before. Go ahead.
You know what? That's what they told me to say when someone's a real dick.
Yeah, you always reply with, "I'm glad you asked me that question." Why are you doing this, Tony?
You know damn well, I'm not glad you asked me that question.
But you know what? You got to answer it, okay? We have a lot of listeners in Cape Coral, your constituency, that depend on the city council to make the right decisions. Now, what's going on? Are you sure you can have the strength to do this campaign? And what is your platform?
Well, Stan, I'm glad you asked me that question. You know, you're not the first to ask me that question.
Then how about answering?
It has been posed to me many a time over the years. All of the big local media.
What big local media?
The heavy hitters like the Cape Coral Daily Breeze. The Shopper.
Yeah.
Florida Spotlight.
Uh-huh.
And they have asked me if I would consider running. And you know what I said to them?
What's that, Tony?
Years ago?
What?
I said, you know, you never say never. I don't rule it out completely. But things would have to get pretty bad.
So you're saying that things are so bad in Cape Coral right now that a private businessman like yourself, a man who's, you know, kept a restaurant up and running in that town for all these years, it's finally come to you that enough of this politics, let's get a businessman in there.
Right. Right. Because I feel that things have gone so far. Yeah, he's reached a point where I alone can fix it.
Okay, you alone. You can't even fix the plumbing in your restaurant. You've had just a ladies' room for the last 5 years because the urinal in the men's room is broken.
It is not a ladies' room.
What is it?
It is a restroom that is open to all persuasions, all 24 genders.
Okay, you're getting very progressive in your old age.
Yep, all the LGBTQRSTUVs, your quilt bags, they're all welcome.
Okay, what are you standing for? What makes you want to go and run this, go on the city council? What is going on that you finally said enough's enough?
Well, I can give you one word.
What's that?
Assessments.
Oh, well, that's, yeah. Well, Cape, you got to understand, though, Tony, and you should know this, Cape Coral is constantly growing. It is constantly expanding, and with new projects and new things going, you have to have assessments.
Assessments, my eye. It's a mafia state. The kind of nonsense there, Paul. I've been here forever.
I know you have. What is so? What has it affected your business?
Absolutely, it's affected my business and my home.
How?
They put assessments on both of them. I got a well at my house.
Yeah.
And they say it's going to be $40,000 worth of assessments so that I can then pay them for the water I used to get for free.
Right. Well, you're not going to get away. What are they, moving you to city?
That's what they're trying to do. And they're doing the same thing at the restaurant where, you know, I've had that rooftop cistern for years.
Yeah.
And it makes all the difference in my pizza dough.
You don't cook pizza at your place. You don't cook pizza.
Well, how in the world is your average taxpaying citizen supposed to cough up $80,000?
I agree with you.
Because they go, oh, you don't have $80,000. Well, that's no problem. What we'll do is we'll just add it on as an assessment on your mortgage. And so then it's an affordable $600 to $800 a month. I don't have another $600 to $800 a month. I got to fight for my life here.
Isn't your house and isn't your business paid off? You've had it for so damn long, and both of them are rat-infested. Haven't you paid that off? Didn't you have a mortgage burning?
And I hate to hear you using phrases that come directly from my opponent's talking points. Rat-infested.
Yes!
There were some issues over the years with rodentia.
Yes!
And they have all been satisfied, and there was never a problem to begin with.
I'm just thinking about the rodent problem, the health department. You know, all of this stuff is going to come out in the campaign, Tony. They're going to go and ask for stuff. They're going to dig up records on you when you were in Cape May. And why did you come down here? They're going to pull out all kinds of dirt on you.
Stan, these are questions that shouldn't be asked. Let me ask you a question. We go back a long way.
We sure do, Tony. We go back decades.
Friend to friend.
Yes.
What's the word on the street? Have you heard any dirt regarding yours truly?
I don't live in Cape Coral, so I don't hear any dirt on the street about you.
Very good, because you might hear some things.
I might hear some things. I don't know. How many people know that you are running? You made the announcement on this show. Where else have you announced? Have you officially got the petition to sign to get your name on the ballot? Have you got all the signatures? Have you disclosed your taxes? Have you done all that?
No. And I'm not going to.
They're going to ask.
I am not your usual Cape Coral politician.
No, you're not. No,
I do not agree with the Democrats. I don't agree with the Republicans.
Okay, but what are we going to find out about you? What's going to be on the street? What's coming out?
I want to take it directly to the people, and all they have to do is to write in my name.
They're not going to write your name in.
I am what they call a write-in candidate.
All right, anybody, I can write Mickey Mouse. You're a write-in candidate. You're not a viable candidate for city council.
I don't want you to write Mickey Mouse. I want you to write Tony!
Exclamation point.
Vote for Tony.
Tony, now, you can't run a decent... You're not going to win that way.
You start talking about... You know, how did I end up here?
I know how you ended up.
You know what? Your average person, when it comes to taxes and business matters and what have you, it's very complicated. And sometimes things might look like something, but they're nothing. See?
Yeah, well over your head. They're so complicated you can't figure them out.
And because I am what is called a write-in candidate, I won't play their games. I'm not going to fill out their paperwork. But I am going to fix Cape Coral.
And how are you going to do that? You're saying all this stuff. You have to have the ability to take action.
Don't worry about it, because if I give away my plan now, they'll know how to stop it. But I'll tell you this.
What?
It'll be a cold day in July before these sons of bitches show up in the middle of the night and collapse my septic tanks.
Now, look, I got to ask you. I have to ask you this. I know that there's, if they want to find it, there's a lot of dirt on you. There's a lot of dirt on you, both business-wise and personally.
Well, I think I've covered this in depth when it comes to the women. They're doing something so unfair, and they know who they are. They're fake news.
What are you talking about?
They make it up out of whole cloth, and what they start doing is they put up a website and the socials and what have you.
Uh-huh.
And they'll put up pictures of these old, ugly, dried up, disgusting women. Stan, we're talking women in their 50s.
Yeah.
Yes. 60s,
yep. 70s. Dried up, disgusting.
And they post these pictures. And, they post them up with captions. Would you F this broad? Tony did. But it's not true. It's not true, because when I had them, they were much younger. Do you understand?
Yes. So what you'd rather have them do is maybe if they can get younger pictures of them and say, Tony,
yes.
But these current pictures, you wouldn't get anywhere near that.
Yes. Yeah, and if there's a college student or somebody that knows how to make a web social site, I would like to try and find more representative pictures, bikini shots, wherever possible, and then I can put up a website and go, I didn't do that, I did this. The paperwork. But I'm going to fix Cape Coral.
And how are you going to do that? You're saying all this stuff. You have to have the ability to take action.
Don't worry about it, because if I give away my plan now, they'll know how to stop it. But I'll tell you this.
What?
It'll be a cold day in July before these sons of bitches show up in the middle of the night and collapse my septic tanks.
Now, look, I got to ask you. I have to ask you this. I know that there's, if they want to find it, there's a lot of dirt on you. There's a lot of dirt on you, both business-wise and personally.
Well, I think I've covered this in depth when it comes to the women. They're doing something so unfair, and they know who they are. They're fake news.
What are you talking about?
They make it up out of whole cloth, and what they start doing is they put up a website and the socials and what have you.
Uh-huh.
And they'll put up pictures of these old, ugly, dried up, disgusting women. Stan, we're talking women in their 50s.
Yeah.
The 60s,
yes. Yep. 70s. Dried up, disgusting.
And they post these pictures. And, they post them up with captions. Would you F this broad? Tony did. But it's not true. It's not true, because when I had them, they were much younger. Do you understand?
Yes. So what you'd rather have them do is maybe if they can get younger pictures of them and say, Tony,
yes.
But these current pictures, you wouldn't get anywhere near that.
Yes. Yeah, and if there's a college student or somebody that knows how to make a web social site, I would like to try and find more representative pictures, bikini shots, wherever possible, and then I can put up a website and go, I didn't do that, I did this.
Live in Southwest Florida. Sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, on all afternoon.
Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
It's all a lie.
Yep. Check it out now. Is it all good? Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Haney's been checking.
No, it's fine. Richard actually did a fine job.
Okay, good. Haney's computer Haney's computer had to be upgraded today. And
Stan. No, I don't like being lied to. And
who lied to you? Who lied now? Who's lying to you? You well, talking about society?
Yeah.
We were just having a talk about society lying to us.
It just hit me.
What hit you? What hit you?
Well, when I was 7, I was told.
What were you told?
That when I am under somebody else's roof,
yep,
I will follow their rules.
Right.
And by God.
So you started questioning that at 7?
Yes. And by God, you'll do as you're told.
Yes.
There will come a day.
Yep.
When you won't have to do anything when you're an adult.
What?
But you're not there now.
Who told you you won't have to do anything?
Well, I'll have my own roof. I'll make my own rules.
That's right. Well, yes. Yes. Okay. I got that, too.
And so I took it to heart. and decided my best shot at it was to go into showbiz.
Yeah. See where it got him. He's in showbiz.
But by the age of 15, 16, okay.
What do you do for a living? I'm in showbiz.
I go, hey. So if that's the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can figure out a way to get my own roof.
Yes.
And then you tell me I was doing that wrong.
Well, yeah.
That you're not supposed to do it that early. But
you're not.
To my 7-year-old self, that seemed to be the answer.
Yeah.
And now...
Okay, so what's it? You're a grown man. Some would say on the backside of a grown man, you're getting to be old.
And that's my point.
What?
I still got people telling me what to do.
Of course.
When does the time come that I pictured when I was 7 years old, when I would be left alone and everything would be fine?
Never. Well, here's... Hey, Rob, you got people tell you what to do?
Every which way I go.
See?
At home here.
But did you ever, as a child, have that idea that one day this S is going to stop?
No, because my mom was very overbearing.
Well,
to this day, she still controls me.
Yeah, but see, but that he's right. With growing up, and you know this, you knew this at 7.
No, but I mean,
comes
you're right.
Responsibility.
You're right. I'm on the backside of this now.
Oh, you are. You're sliding fast.
And now I find out, you know, mom and dad weren't all that bad. Now I got to deal with these women and all the problems that come with that.
Right down the slide. Think back.
And then right at
think
the point.
Back, you would have put up with those rules at 7 if you knew that was it.
And then.
If you could only go back now.
And then, right around the point in my life where these women might be useful, they've all bugged off, leaving me penniless and insane.
They fed off the corpse. They took all the sweet meat.
Yep.
You know, they go for the liver first.
Yep.
And
the eyes and the genitals.
Well, that goes without saying. Even the insects go after that stuff.
Yep.
But you're talking about your predator, which most women are. They'll go in and take the good
meat. So you can't move.
But
at first bite's all muscle to keep you from moving too much.
And then, yes.
And then you linger as they fight off their friends.
Yes.
As they're all sniffing around the corpse.
And as you...
Free and ill.
And as you and I both know, because we brought human beings into this world, then they're... I don't care until the day you die. There's, at some point, they're your responsibility. And they will always go because they know where the well is the deepest. I live with it every day.
I thank God for my child. Because it appears to me that she's got it made. She's done everything right.
Yes, she has. But she still needs her dad. Yes, she does. And you know what? That requires you...
To make an effort. I've heard that my whole life.
Yes.
Now, make an effort.
Now,
come on. Make an effort.
The various women in your
life
left the corpse there and have fed off of it so that even if an explorer went and saw you out there, there would be nothing left to claim.
No, I'm like that Russian guy that did that stunt where he said he'd been mauled by wolves and was barely alive.
And you and I, it'll happen to both you and I. I guarantee it, it'll happen to both you and I. You say, when does it end? When does it end?
Oh, I'll tell you when it ends, what you told me yesterday.
What?
Well, see, Haney, this isn't the type of thing that just gets gradually worse. Just one day it stops and you drop.
Yes! But it doesn't end even after you
pass
away.
Oh, it doesn't end then?
No, because when they're having the funeral for you,
you'll see
a relative or a past love go up and hug you in the casket.
Oh, no, don't touch me when I'm dead.
And try to take the rings and the wristwatch.
Stand.
And, you know, that tie tack they got you on there, that tie clip, he'll take that too. That's gold.
Make me a promise.
What's that?
Unless I have given express written consent of myself and Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody touching me.
Will you do the same for me? Can we sign a joint deal?
Well, you have a current wife, so I would have to allow her.
Oh, that goes without saying.
See, my nightmare is being in the casket and some broad that I haven't seen for years and years
past
shows up and decides she's going to play the widow. I've seen it done to my friends.
Yes, I know. Ain't going to happen to you.
Somebody I haven't spoken to and would not speak to shows up and all of a sudden they're Jackie F. and Kennedy.
Don't worry, that's not going to happen.
Thank you.
That's not going to happen.
That's a small consolation. I can calm down a bit now.
Don't you worry about a thing. Even if you become incapacitated, I'll be in charge.
Well,
Put you out in the sun for your Sunday.
Well,
you
know, I'm not so much worried about that with the when it stops you drop speech yesterday he gave me.
Let you know it's haircut time.
I'd really
let you know
what
it's
I'd really
time.
Like is to have a sit down with your wife.
Time
and
to
Mike.
Swim in the pool. Oh yeah.
Because I don't know that you'll be there after your liver got fat.
Oh yeah. You know what? And that's also scary. And you're right. We were talking about it yesterday.
And that's how you explained it to me.
Because I got fatty liver.
It doesn't get gradually worse. Just it stops one day and you drop.
He says to me, he says, oh, it's functioning normally. Everything's filtering through
and
nice.
And you go, yeah, I feel fine.
And he goes, until one day you don't.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. You're motoring right along until you don't.
And you said you reached a point now where the doctor doesn't even bother you about smoking anymore.
No, he don't even say that.
Gave up.
Yep. Yep.
Damage done.
He listens to my lungs, gives me a pat on the back, and doesn't bring it up.
I'm telling you.
15 years ago, he did. Hey, you're running out of time, Stan.
You know, I don't want to get morbid here.
Yeah. Too late for that.
But, you know, a lot of people, they talk about, when you pass away.
Yeah.
Once you get over the death part of it and the abject terror of your body shutting down, it gets very peaceful.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
And you see a bright light and loved ones and all that?
Sometimes. You'll know fast.
What I would like to see that would truly make it all worthwhile.
What?
Is that when it all stops, instead of seeing the bright light and all that.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I open my eyes.
Yeah.
And I realize I'm on a sound stage, and here comes Alan Funt and Fanny Flagg openly weeping with laughter, pointing at me.
Yeah, there's the cameras right over there.
Oh, damn it. Alan Funt, Fanny Flagg. Oh, now it makes sense.
Yeah, they were kids and cameras.
Oh, God. Alan, can you imagine if that was real? I know.
Yeah, take a break. I'm glad we got this all out of our system. How's your computer working, by the way? Richard upgraded it for you.
It hasn't been tested, but it looks okay.
Okay. We're going to be back.
Which means we're flying blind.
Oh, we sure are. 96 K-Rock.
You've stuck with us through thick and thin.
You sure have.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
All right, so how do we put your liver on a diet?
Oh, I already started.
What does that mean? Barley?
Yeah. Here's... I talked to Dr. Bastardo, and a lot of people, I didn't know this. There are doctors out there that hate, you know, when you say, oh, I'm going to lose some weight, I'm going to go on the low-carb or no-carb, Atkins style.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are against it. They say, well, you need carbs, which you do.
Well, the whole thing with the Atkins diet is you're going into ketosis.
Yep.
And they don't want you doing that because that burns fat.
Here's how he says you're going to lose weight.
What it is your body thinks it's starving.
Yeah. If you're going to take carbs, now I don't know if this works or not. It's never worked for me. Nothing's worked for me.
Yeah, well, some of those fad diets worked for a while.
Yeah, and I had to go 2 years, keep it off for 2 years, and then put it all back on. Then some.
Well, but that's all thanks to Fat Pat. Yep. She's been preoccupied lately.
He said, think of carbs that you need them. 20 grams every 4 hours.
What?
So he said to me yesterday, he said, what'd you have for breakfast? I said, I had, trying to be healthy, I said I had a bowl of Special K cereal with 2% milk. He goes, was the cereal as big as your fist? I'm like, well, that's, I said, that's nothing. You got to have a good bowl of it. And he brought it up on the screen. Now, keep in mind, the 20 grams of carbs every 4 hours. No more than. He said, the fist of your hand size bowl, serving size, 11 grams of carbs. He said, you had more than a fist. I said, you're damn right I did.
And then you add in the strawberries and bananas and sugar.
He said, let's not even say conservatively, you had two fistful sizes. And then you threw the milk, which even 2% is on there. He said, you're
You should go with the whole milk.
Said you're, yeah. You said you're so far over the 20 grams of carbs, you've already lost. I said, what? Then what do I eat? Then he goes into the stuff that doesn't taste good.
You know what's I find hilarious?
That's how you get rid of fatty liver, folks.
I just ended up this way where I just, and everybody tells me, oh, that's so unhealthy.
Yeah.
I eat one meal a day.
I know you do.
Late at night.
And it's like five meals in one.
Yep.
It's true.
But I've been seeing this, and mainly in England. And the reason I'm seeing it is because we like to read the same thing.
Yeah.
Where doctors there are saying, well, if you want to be healthy, what you should do is, you know, the meal that you have in the morning, that's called break fast. You're breaking your fast. You should extend that fast as long as possible.
Oh, yeah. What is that that fast that they have where you don't you can eat for an eight-hour window, and then the rest of the time you don't have anything?
Yeah, and then you just you slam down the calories all at once and go to sleep.
Yeah, grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North in North Naples.
It takes a while, but they come around to my way of thinking eventually, Stan.
You know, I don't understand this. You're going to have the Thanksgiving specials coming up. You're going to have the Christmas specials coming up.
Any shortages this year? Any cranberry shortage?
No. Well, yeah, there's every year there's shortages. But we got Halloween this week, and well, on TV tonight's the big Washington Halloween TV special.
Oh, really?
It's the 2019 Washington Halloween Political Party, starring Nancy Bella Lugosi Pelosi, Mitch Skeletor McConnell, Chucky Schumer, Joe Neck-Biting Biden, Elizabeth Borden Warner, Eric and Don Trump Jr. as the Vampire Brothers, Weekend at Bernie Sanders, Sean Slicer Spicer, Baracula Obama, Al Frankenstein, special guest moderator, Werewolf Blitzer, and Hillary Clinton. The 2019
no Washington nickname,
Halloween Political Party.
Yep. And Hillary Clinton.
Yep. You don't need to say anything else.
That's it. Oh, look at it. Look at this. Our girl is thinking about skipping
how
Halloween.
How hard is she thinking? 30 really or 60?
Really hard. 60 seconds worth of hard thinking about skipping Halloween.
Okay.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I wonder if I can skip Halloween this year. I just don't want all that candy in the house. Every leftover Snickers bar equals 3 days on the treadmill. I remember working off last year's surplus M&Ms. It was like walking to South America and back. Of course, pretending not to be home is a lot of work. You have to leave the porch light off, and you can't watch TV in the living room. Even a refrigerator light is a dead giveaway. What if my neighbors see me closing the blinds and hiding my car in the garage? They'll think I hate their kids. I know. I'll live in my basement for a few days. That way, no one will be suspicious when I'm gone on Halloween. Huh. If I'm going to live in the basement, I'll need some supplies. 4 bags of peanut butter cups should do the trick.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Yeah, remind me.
Yeah.
What is the 29th today?
Today is the 29th. Thursday is Halloween.
Thursday. Okay. Well, I got a lot to do between now and then.
What's
I got to get Dave a costume and a big bowl with candy so he can take care of the trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, just have him sit out there.
Yep. They oh, he'll love up. It. And, he, you know, he's such a chatterbox.
Have you heard or seen of him yet?
Word on the street is he should be here today.
Don't count on it.
Why? Do you hear something?
I don't know.
I've heard otherwise. Are you telling me my information is bad?
I don't know. I don't. A few of my sources have been broken off. But I was wondering about this. He is so dependent on this radio station, you, to a lesser extent, me. But he gravitates and
he's dependent on you for emotional support.
Yeah. And it's tough to shake him off. You turn around and he's standing there. But a couple of times a week, he'll disappear for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to myself, that can't be good. Where
you just don't trust him on his own.
Do not.
He's a good boy.
Yep, sure, whatever you say.
He hasn't told me what he wants to be yet.
Well, if he comes in today, we'll ask him.
Because I'm going to need him to hand out candy.
Yep. Have you...
You know, chat with the neighbors,
yes.
Make me look good.
Yeah. You know, I can see the reporters there now. What do you know about the man that lived in that house over here? Very quiet. We hardly ever saw him. What was he? Would he come out and, you know, do yard work or greet the kids at Halloween? No, we never saw him. Didn't create any problems for us, but I can't tell you anything about him.
No, but he had an assistant. We saw him a couple of times.
This has been around.
We'd see him, he would carry large pallets of ginger ale into the home.
And bags of food. This has been around.
So we knew there was someone in there.
Yeah. We see the light, one light go on, bare bulb. This has been around for a few years, but it just shows you the dumbing down, and now it's going viral. People are upset after a website called DreamEnglish.com changed the alphabet song for kids to help them learn the alphabet better.
You don't do that. No.
The trick...
That has worked for so long.
Yes,
leave it alone.
But they say kids have a difficult time learning the alphabet.
Do they still even do Schoolhouse Rock?
No. Right during the LMNOP, that's too hard for kids. So
no, it's not.
So they changed the alphabet song.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H-I-J-K-L-M-N O-P-Q-R-S-T-U.
That is an abomination.
It's easier for the kids.
No.
No. X-Y-Z.
You say it all one word.
L-M-N-O-P.
L-M-N-O-P. It's all one word. L-M-N-O-P. Yeah.
I know. But they're, and trust me, you're not the only one been out of shape about it.
You know, it's
this
hard
helps
enough.
Kids.
It's hard enough to learn your alphabets.
Yep.
Remember Hoke? How long it took him?
Yes, he knew his letters.
Yep. Buh.
Buh. Buh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
K. K. Book. Book. Book.
That's right, Hoke. Now get your ass in the car. I don't care if you wet yourself.
Yep. We're going to go to the cemetery. You find the tombstone. Of course, the hip-hop world's going against Kanye West. because now he says he's Christian.
Did you see the hip-hop artist?
Yes, and because the guy...
And he called Christopher Beasley on stage.
Yes.
And like tried to force him to say F Trump, and the yep. kid wouldn't.
And they kicked him out.
He pushed him.
Yep.
And then his thugs got a hold of
yep.
him. That's a good kid.
Yes. Well, at any rate, now they're saying Kanye stole some music. A bunch of people online are saying a song called Sela, S-E-L-A-H, on Kanye's new album, Jesus is King, shares the same chord structure as Gurdu Valley from The Legend of Zelda, the music.
It's impossible to write a song now that doesn't sound like something else.
So here's what I've done. I'm going to put all three together. I'm going to give you the Kanye song. I'm going to give you the Zelda song, and then I'm going to put them all together. You tell me where the difference is. Oh, there. Yep, we're looking at the WAV file right now. Pretty accurate. Here you go. Take a listen. First Kanye, then The Legend of Zelda, then the two together.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Together. You be the judge.
I think it's so basic.
Yep. I want to see this. I got two clips that are really... At least for me, and loving of pop music history, I love this, and I want to see this. Jacob Dylan has a documentary on Netflix. It is called Echo in the Canyon, about the music that came out of Laurel Canyon near Los Angeles.
Isn't that the Eagles and the whole gang there?
Yeah. Here's a clip from the show. Of this documentary done by Jacob Dylan, where Tom Petty talks about how he won the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds album in a radio contest when he was a kid.
I won that record on the radio on a call-in. Like, I was standing by the phone, and some trivia question was asked. I called right away and answered it, and I won a record. And it was Pet Sounds. It took me a few spins to understand, like, what's going on here. But I just fell in love with that record.
Here's another clip from this documentary. Pretty interesting. From Echo in the Canyon. It's filled with a bunch of interesting trivia about classic bands. Here, Jacob Dylan is interviewing Stephen Stills about when he was in the band Buffalo Springfield. And Neil Young was in the band as well. And their song, Expecting to Fly. Stephen Stills says that it was when Neil Young did his swan song for the band. They were supposed to go on network television and perform the song. But just before they did, Neil Young said, sorry, I'm out of the band.
What do you remember about Expecting to Fly? Because we recorded that for the record. What do you remember about recording that song?
Actually, I wasn't allowed on those sessions.
No, you're not on that at all?
No, that's when Neil had decided to take flight. That yeah. song was a warning.
Was it?
Yes, I'm leaving.
Really?
And I'm going to wait until it's absolutely critically important to the survival of the band, like the night before Johnny Carson. Book the first rock band Neil quit the day before we were getting on the plane.
There you stood on the edge of your feather.
What a prince of a man.
Yep.
Expecting.
So they're supposed to do this song on the Tonight Show, but that's when Neil Young quit the band. I'd really want to see this.
You know, there are parallels in our career.
What do you mean?
When somebody quits the band right before something really big
is
supposed to happen.
There sure is, isn't there? One last clip for you. It's from Kimmel. He had Schwarzenegger on, and they were talking about choosing movies. And bad movies. You know, how do you get involved in a bad movie?
Well, he would know.
Yeah. Well, he tells the story on how he tricked his buddy Sly Stallone into doing a bad movie. So Schwarzenegger reads the script, no way in hell I'm doing this movie, and calls up Sylvester Stallone.
So they came to me with this other movie. I forgot what it was called. Stop or My Mother Will Shoot.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, exactly. Yes.
I read the script and it was a piece of shit. I mean, let's be honest. And so I said to myself, I'm not going to do this movie. So then they went to Sly. Then Sly called me and he says, hey, have they ever talked to him to you about this movie? And I said, yeah. I said, I was thinking about doing it. I said, this is a really brilliant idea, I said, this movie. And so when he heard that, because he was in competition, he immediately called him and says, look, whatever it takes, I do the movie.
Oh, wow.
So he did the movie.
Wow.
Of course, the movie went major into the toilet.
And for those of you that weren't around then, we cannot do it justice as to just how bad that movie was.
Bad. Bad. But Stallone thinks, I better take it. The grab bag, Stan's Audio Grab Bag, has been brought to you by the Pewter Mug North in North Naples. When we come back, phone lines will be open to take your calls. I have something from the local beat. Beware, ladies, right here in Fort Myers, in good sections of this city, there's a serial groper, and they're looking for him. And they've got pictures. You know what it looks like? You know what it looks like? A little bit like our old producer, Junior. I'm not saying it is. Surprisingly, it's not Dave. But they have footage of him.
You know what?
There you go.
In a lot of ways... You are very much like an old woman.
How so?
Where you watch the TV news and every mugshot is somebody you know.
Tell me that's not Junior.
That's not Junior.
Oh, come on.
No.
Oh, yeah. You think he's too thin?
He doesn't look anything like him.
Oh, he looks just like him.
You're just looking at it because the guy's got a beard.
I see the guy's got a beard. I'm not saying it's Rob.
You take the beard off and you'll see he looks nothing like him.
Who will he look like?
Groper.
I got the story when we come back.
And in good parts of town.
Yep. Oh, the respectable parts. Not like your Lehigh Acres and Cape Coral.
Yeah, that would hardly be news there.
Your San Carlos parks. When we come back, we'll do that. We'll take your phone calls. Later on in the 3 o'clock hour, Mike Chiannopoulos. Yep, Mike Chiannopoulos.
What the hell?
Oh, wait till you hear this. He's everywhere. Mike Chiannopoulos will be joining us later on in the 3 o'clock hour.
What the hell do you get out of that? There's no joy in
Look,
that.
He evidently is getting a kick out of it until they get mad at him.
Oh, for crying.
So I'll tell you from the Stan's local beat, your phone calls, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. Later on today, Stan's name
Why
that
is
movie.
I'm looking at that picture, what? And I imagine his father lives out of state and hasn't been involved.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right, just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us.
I love just observing you sometimes.
Yeah, it drives me nuts.
You look like you're very calm and collected right now. You're not.
No, I'm not. If you'd like to text Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law, feel free to do so right now. He's going to be in the studio in about another 25 minutes taking your legal questions. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. He's an attorney. Now, we know not everybody can call on the phone, so if you'd like to text Mike on the Absolute Law text line, feel free to do so now. 239-277-9600.
And we can always tell when it's a court day.
Yep, because he dresses special. If you'd like to wait until he's in studio here in about another 25 minutes or so, feel free to call in and talk to Mike directly. But he will be in studio in about 25 minutes. 277-9600. Time now. This is so disturbing.
And this will be our first test drive here.
Yes. Yeah. Time now for Stan's Local Beat, where we take a look at what's going on locally. This one is really disturbing. This comes to us from Wink TV. Dateline Lee County. Headline: man wanted for groping women at various Lee County stores.
We got a groper.
Yep. And a bad one, too.
Now, this is probably taking place in the bad part of town.
You know, I always love it. We've been doing this for close to three decades on the air. And whenever I go, and I've lived just about everywhere here in Southwest Florida. And whenever I go and hit those hot words like Lehigh Acres or Cape Coral or the park, the texters get so angry.
But they know.
They know.
It's not a secret.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. I've lived in Collier and Lee County. I've lived in the Cape,
and
North Fort Myers,
some
Naples.
Some of your worst times were in Collier.
Yes.
Because they tried to have a night basketball program right outside your bedroom window when you had an infant in a crib.
Yeah. I lived in the park. I live in Fort Myers. I lived downtown. I know this area.
North Fort Myers, Cape.
Yep.
You've been everywhere.
Yep. I'm talking to you people, Lehigh Acres, Cape Coral. Wake up.
Remember that lovely landlady you had there on North Key Drive?
Well, sometimes I thought she was my landlady. Dateline, Lee County, Florida. Headline: man wanted for groping women at various Lee County stores. The Lee County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in identifying a man being accused of inappropriately touching women at multiple locations in Lee County. They've put this on their, the Lee County Sheriff's put it on their Facebook post. The incidents are being investigated as misdemeanor batteries, according to the Lee County Sheriff. The man is accused of touching women outside of the Publix located on Daniels Parkway, the Dollar Tree near the Target on South Tamiami Trail, and the McDonald's near Florida Gulf Coast University. Here we go. Here's what has happened.
He's got quite a territory going.
Yes, he does. On Monday, October 21st, a victim told Lee County deputies the man followed her out of the Dollar Tree on South Tamiami Trail and forced his hand in between her legs, touching her vagina on the outside of her clothing. The man got into a car, drove away after the incident.
What the hell is that?
The man touched another victim's buttocks at the Publix on Wednesday, October 23rd, 2 days later, after the first incident. The victim turned around and yelled, "Excuse me!" at the man after he touched her, but he didn't look back, nor did he reply. He just left the store. 2 days later, Friday, October 25th, a third victim told Lee County deputies a man matching the same description pulled into a parking spot next to her at the McDonald's on Ben Hill Griffin, got out of the car and started saying lewd things to her and asked for a kiss while standing next to her driver's side window. The victim told him to get away.
Oh, for Christ.
and drove to the next parking lot to continue eating her McDonald's meal.
What a kook.
Later, she noticed the same car parked next to her. The man then got out of the car again and started making the same lewd comments. When she told him she was going to call the cops, the man left. He is still at large. The groper. The Lee County groper. Isn't this ridiculous?
It's stupid.
It's sick, it's creepy, and he's escalating. Now, before, he would go and run away. Now he's going up to windows using words. And you can check on our Facebook page and the K-Rock page where we've posted.
They got a picture of him, clear as day.
We posted a picture, the surveillance picture of him. No, it does not look like Dave. I think it could be our old producer.
No, it's not.
As a matter of fact, I'd like to bring in Dave the Waterman right now. You know what?
For that guy's own safety.
Yeah.
Because at some point, he's going to get messed up bad.
Let's bring in a man who we've seen on many a surveillance film.
He does resemble most surveillance pictures.
Dave does.
And many mug shots.
Yep, no doubt.
What are you doing?
How you doing, boys?
Where you been?
What do you mean?
I was asking Haney, where do you go when you disappear? You where have to I be go? Around us all the time, around Haney, around me, around this. Right? And then you'll say, okay, I'm going to disappear for a few days and not call or text or do it. Where do you go?
I'm typically at the house.
You don't answer a text at the house?
Well, I'm not always around my phone, Stan. Where? Yeah, as you know, I've got 7 different phone numbers.
Where do you go?
So there's a lot to keep track of.
Right.
So
what brings you down here today? You clock in?
Not yet. Okay. No,
and I told
not
you
not yet, but I will soon.
Very odd on Sunday.
Yeah,
because he brought me spaghetti and meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so yeah, I was there Sunday,
and I was
see you.
I was awake. I was on my back porch reading, and at some point, Dave came in, dropped off the spaghetti and meatballs, and hot-footed it out there before I could ever see him. I would have never known he was there if I hadn't seen the spaghetti.
I'm going to be honest with you. I thought you were still asleep because I came through the door. I was like, well, I better be quiet because I don't want to wake him up if he's still sleeping. But I didn't even notice that you were...
Well, that's good instincts.
Yeah, you know, I was just being cool, man. But I didn't notice you were out back, so I just dropped off the grub, dude, and
because I go out for a smoke, know? And I come back in and go, huh, spaghetti.
Italian sausage, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you got there?
Hey,
what
man, is this? I brought a gift.
Now, what does it say?
It says
that you have stuff written on the outside.
Yeah, I wrote to Stan and Haney from Dave the Waterman. This is something.
That's one gift. Now, remember that Christmas about 7 years ago?
Yeah.
You brought Haney our street sign.
Oh, yeah.
And I was supposed to get one.
That was 7 years ago?
And then you never
I still got
me one.
Don't worry. I'll
so
be working
you got
on.
This.
But,
is this for him this, to have
well,
or is it
Stan
for me to
Haney.
Have?
It was just a habit to write both your names.
So who's it for?
It's for you, Stan.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
What about me?
Yeah. I've got yours in the works. Yours is next.
See, count on it in a few years.
Oh, Stan.
So
but
go,
anyways,
go
I
ahead.
Like,
open
I would,
open
no,
it up.
No, I would like for you to open it up.
Now, did you make this?
Yes, I put it together myself.
Uh-oh.
Homemade.
You know?
He made it for you.
Just like
did
everything.
Did you make this?
Yeah, I sure did, man. I tacked it together and everything.
Tacked it together.
Yeah, bro. I know what I'm doing.
You know what you should have done, and I'll give you every opportunity to do this.
Yeah.
You know, when Christmas time goes around and we do our little gift exchange, and you usually don't have nothing. Unless
that's not true.
Unless Haney gives you some money.
That's not true. I throw him about $40. Yeah. He goes to the Walgreens, and everybody gets gifts.
Yeah, hold up, partner. Yeah. Now, come on.
Yeah. Wouldn't you want to hang on to this?
Well, I thought about it.
That would be
it.
A great Christmas
gift. I thought
gift.
About it, but you know what? I said, this is just too cool,
nah,
man.
Cat's out of the bag now.
Yeah, it's too cool. I got to get it to you now, man.
They've already said go for throttle up.
Yep,
there's no turning around.
Why
right.
are your eyes all glassy?
What, are you saying he's on something?
Oh, my God.
Just an observation. Look at even
I
Rob over
it.
There says he
oh,
looks a little
Rob,
different.
Oh, Rob, come on. You're like 15 feet away.
I don't see anything. What are you talking about,
yeah,
Stan?
Man.
Very unfocused.
Unfocused,
have you been
bro.
Taking speed again?
No, man. I had an energy drink.
There we go.
We've talked about that.
I know. I had a Red Bull, man.
Because it does something to them. All right, I'll open it.
Yeah, open it up, bud. I thought, you know, I put love into it, bro. Yeah.
Where'd you wrap this up at?
At the house, bro. I got tape.
It's good.
Well, there's
a frame.
Yeah. Damn right. I thought you'd like that.
Oh, man, that's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool, bro?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, dude. Check it out, Haney. I put them all.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that, I would have liked that.
Baseball cards. Yeah, that would have been a nice gift for Haney, too.
Don't worry.
That's like just one thing. Again, you address it to Stan and Haney.
I automatically write both your names on everything constantly. You know, it's just, they just go together. It's like peanut butter and jelly.
That's actually a very nice, a lot of these cards have you on them.
Well, he tacked them himself.
Well, of course.
What'd you do, glue it?
No, man.
What'd you do? They loose?
No, man. It's my secret.
But Dave, I mean, I can't help but know, you're really bopping to this music. You really like this.
Yeah.
See that picture of the card of Dave?
What? Which one? Yeah.
See this one of Dave?
Yeah.
Where he's wearing our shirt?
Yeah, man.
But it's Dave.
What about it?
Put the same one.
Well, I had, dude, because I was one short.
Yeah, it had to balance.
You could have put another one of Haney on there.
Well, I thought, you know what? Just put the wrench in there. I'll throw an extra one of myself.
And you know what I noticed on here?
What's that, bud?
Because D-Train was our producer then.
Uh-huh.
He didn't put one card of D-Train on here.
Oh, did I? Oh, come on!
It's almost like he's resenting him.
D-Train had a ton of cards.
I know.
Dude, look at it, bro.
No, I don't see any D-Train on it.
Look at the top.
Okay.
Nothing. You sure? You know
Stan,
what?
Stan, Haney,
they
Dave.
They might have fell out of the bag.
Stan, yeah, Haney, I'm Dave. Not seeing one there, Stosh.
Stan, Haney, Stan.
Yeah, Haney.
Haney.
Stan.
Dave all by himself.
Damn right.
Dave and Haney.
Yep.
No.
Really, man?
What about the whiskey bottle? Did it make it?
I don't think so.
But check it out. What do you think, man? Came out pretty good, I thought.
Well, it's not mine. I shouldn't
really. No. Yeah.
I'd really not. I don't want you touching it, Haney.
No, you did a great job with it.
It looks Thanks, good. Bud. That would have been a nice Christmas gift.
Yeah, I thought about
one
it.
One for each of us.
Yeah, that would have been really impressive, Dave.
Don't worry, boys.
All right, we're going to take a break.
I got you.
Look at me. I look great.
Yeah, you do.
You do look great.
You know, and that was years ago.
You look good, too, Stan.
You haven't aged a bit, Haney.
What's your
you'd
sign?
Never, really? You'd never know that you're what, 53?
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Stan. 54? I don't like to draw attention
to it. What's your
secret? Well, it's Helene Curtis products. Thanks for asking.
You'd never know. All right, we're going to take a break.
If you want
to talk to Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute, is this person want to talk to us or Mike?
Want to talk to you. It was for open phones.
Oh, okay. Let me grab him. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Well, there's somebody there because I can hear him.
We got a breather. Could be the groper.
Could be the groper. Sick.
That guy's spending a lot of gas money.
Yeah, he is.
But you know how much he's spending per mile on that?
But it's,
Dave?
At least 69 per, 69 cents a mile, yeah. Man. At least. Operate a motor vehicle?
If you would like to
now,
talk.
Is that factoring in insurance and everything?
Yeah, oil.
You hope he's insured.
Air filter.
He's going to need something when he gets caught. You want to talk to Mike? He's in studio next, 277-9600. You can also text Mike Chinopoulos on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. Mike Chinopoulos is here for you next. He's a lawyer.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Now's the time to call in if you want to talk to Mike Chinopoulos. 277-9600. You can also text him a question on the Absolute Law text line. Just put the area code in and text like you normally would on your phone. We'll get it. 277-9600. Mike is an attorney from the Absolute Law firm. Family law. Just everything. Your divorces, your child support, your alimony, your visitation. Going back and forth with them. You got DUIs, you got criminal, you got a neighbor that's driving you nuts. Mike Chinopoulos, 800-800-7900. And he joins us now in studio. Mike, welcome once again to the broadcast.
Hey, Stan. Hey, Annie.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, have you ever heard in testimony words to the effect of, I bought you a $100 dinner. You said it was just a snack. Ooh, I let you live in my penthouse. You said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children, and now you want to give them back.
Yep. The great
Never have heard that.
B.B. King.
Never have heard that.
How many children did he have, and how many different women?
Nobody knows.
I think it was like 12 women, 12 children, something like that.
It's ridiculous.
And he had to keep working.
I don't think he knows.
Until he couldn't work anymore.
Yeah. When I was a judge, I had an NFL guy in that situation. I literally had like, I can't remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure it was 7 different baby mamas. And they all, I arranged it so they all had one hearing, 7 different baby mamas. This guy was an NFL or on his way to the NFL. He'd signed a contract or whatever. I hadn't paid a dime for any of these kids.
Ugh.
Wait a second. He had 7 kids before he played in the NFL?
Oh, yeah. That was like starting from the time he was like 13.
Yeah, in high school.
He was only in his early 20s. Starting from the time he was like 13, he started having kids.
Junior high.
Good God.
277-9600. Let's go. People have been waiting for a little bit of time. Let's start at line one, and we'll get things rolling. If you want to talk to Mike, we have a line open, 277-9600, or you can text him on the Absolute Law text line. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on with Mike.
Hey, what's going on, man? My name's Steven. I had a question about, I'm a convicted felon, and I can no longer use a gun to go hunting. So I bought a compound bow, but after looking it up online, I've come across a few different answers on whether or not that's actually allowed. So I've heard that I could call in and
Steven, I got your text too. He wanted, you know, he's a convicted felon, bought a compound bow, wants to do target practice and all.
We want to hunt with it.
And hunt.
I would have to go and do specific research. I will tell you that my understanding is the statute says firearms or ammunition, and a compound bow is not a firearm. Now if it says weapon, that compound bow would qualify. That definitely is a weapon.
Do they use them interchangeably, or are they thinking that when they write up the order?
No, I think...
was only wondering because it says also I've heard that if it has any kind of a trigger device, and with the compound bow you actually use
a trigger, I understand, but that would make it a weapon. It still doesn't make it a firearm. And I don't know, I would have to go look up the statute.
He's going
to
look it up for you, though.
Oh, thanks,
okay,
Stan.
Cool.
Yeah, and we'll let you. Well, I don't want a week to go by and we don't know.
call me at 239-ASK-MIKE so you can call me and remind me to look that up before I come back here next week because I don't want Stan beating me up.
We still haven't found out the difference between grossly negligent and extremely careless.
Yeah.
I think that's a difference without a distinction.
Mm-hmm. Call Mike at his office. He wants to look this up and he's going to give you an answer, okay?
Awesome. Hey, thanks, guys. We love the show.
All right. Appreciate it. 277-9600.
As they say in Texas, that's a sleeve off the vest right there.
That's all hat and no cattle.
Let's go to the Absolute Law text line if you want to talk to Mike, 277-9600. Hey, Mike, I have a question for you. The Florida state attorney has said that he can no longer prosecute misdemeanor marijuana possession cases on the basis that it's too much to test between CBD and THC. Does this mean that the misdemeanor marijuana offenses are only by reason of own admission? And will I be free to get my CBD product back from the officer at the conclusion of this step?
Well, as I understand it, it's not illegal to possess CBD. Here's the problem you're going to have. If it's submitted to sufficiently sophisticated chemical inspection, I think what you're going to reveal is even the CBD has a small amount of THC in it, because my understanding is that CBD is of no benefit unless there's some THC there to open up these receptors, open up the doors for the CBD to do its thing. So it's got an infinitesimal.
Right on, brah.
A very, very small amount. but there's a trace amount of THC in
it. Dude knows his weed.
Yeah, man. Dude. So I think the problem is you technically might be in possession of a THC product if they test it. The fact that the state's attorney says they're not going to prosecute it doesn't mean anything. You're still going to be arrested for it and booked for it. And if the state's attorney says we don't have any money to prosecute all these, then maybe you'll be let go.
All right, 277-9600.
Still makes for an unpleasant couple of hours, at least.
Yeah. Well, I'd like for the sheriff or the police to say, we don't have the resources to quit arresting these people and these vapes. But, you know, then things would get out of control. There'd be people who'd abuse that.
I will take one more from the Absolute Law text line and then go to the phones.
Stan and I were just in Vegas where it's just completely legal
to do anything.
For any reason. And we didn't see a lot, really. I mean, there was some.
It's because you were not seeing people who lived there. You were seeing people who were visiting. Well, which would make you think they'd do it all the more if they were just visiting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you'd smell it occasionally, but there was nobody, you know, acting out, causing problems with it.
Well, people that get high typically don't cause problems. It's the drunks that cause problems, usually.
Yeah, but I just don't think it should be an issue.
Well,
the culture has completely changed.
But until the rest of the generation ahead of us either gets too senile to vote or passes on, then this is what we're going to be stuck with. Because that's where the majority of that's coming from.
That's what you get from propaganda.
Well, they were raised with it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute Law text line. Mike, I am staying at, let's just say, an anonymously named apartment complex, and we have had a bad case of mold. We've had to toss out numerous items, clothing, shoes, family pictures, expensive bags, etc. There was an article on the Wink TV news. The same apartments had a mold problem. The apartment complex basically told the tenant it was her fault and fell onto the renters. Is there anything we can do about the mold that isn't going away? And they're saying it's falling on the renters.
Yeah, the first thing that you need to do is take pictures of everything. And to the extent that you didn't take pictures of whatever you threw away, write down the date, time you threw it away, and a description of the item so you don't forget it. All right? Take pictures of everything. And then the second thing you can do is you can sue them for breach of contract. All right? They have to provide a place that's suitable for living. And it's,
I got to ask you.
You don't have safe living conditions there.
If you're a landlord and say the tenant moves in, mm-hmm, and you've had it checked for mold, I'm going to play devil's advocate. The landlord has checked it. They say free and clear of mold. Right. Tenant moves in. They've lived there for 2-3 years, and now they're detecting mold in the apartment. Does it fall upon the renter because it was mold-free when they moved in, or is it on the landlord?
It depends what the lease says. But, it also depends. We need to use some common sense. If there's mold all over the bathroom shower and the bathroom, then it's obvious they're not turning the fan on. They're not keeping it ventilated. Then that's, I think, on the tenant. That's neglect. If it's coming from a leak and you can see the water line across the ceiling where the water's come in and there's mold up in the attic, I think that's on the landlord.
Yep. 277-9600. Let's go to the phones. Mike Chiannopoulos. Ahoy, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hello.
Ahoy.
Hello?
Yes.
There you are.
Can I get a name?
You talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Nobody else here. You're,
nobody. It's just the three of
me.
It's the three of us in the room and you.
Oh, honey hush. Rick, my name is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. What do you got for us today?
Well, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm thinking maybe you're the wrong person, but I'll throw it at you anyway.
I'm always the wrong person. Anytime a woman says, are you the right person?
Yeah.
I say, no, I'm always the wrong person. Anytime a woman asks.
That's not good. But anyway, that's not good, but I don't need any data. It's all good. So my kid, we got a prescription. It's a long story, but we got a prescription from CVS.
Please don't mention any names of the pharmacies or anything. All right, we know it's CVS, but you picked up a prescription from a pharmacy.
I picked up a prescription from a pharmacy.
Very good.
And she was diagnosed with Wegener's disease. It's complicated. But anyway, on the prescription bottle, it said take so many times a day. They mislabeled the bottle and winded up almost killing her, overdosing her, poisoning her. And we winded up in the hospital with the CDC and everybody else getting involved because of the wrong label on the bottle of the cancer medicine.
Right, do you still have the bottle?
Believe it or not, you better believe it.
All right. Well, I believe it. I'll tell you or not.
I got the prescription, the original prescription, and I got the bottle.
So here's what you need to do. So here's what you need to do. I know you're from Long Island, and it's hard to listen. But you need to call my office at 239-ASK-MIKE, get an appointment, come in and see me, and we'll get this worked out because it sounds like that was a horrible experience for your family.
All right.
Hold on. Let me get an ink pen. I'm a product of the 60s, so I'm kind of fried. Hold on. What do you want me to buy?
She's on the ring.
239. That's our area code here in Southwest Florida.
Ask Kyle to get you a pen.
Ask Mike.
All right,
let me give you the numbers. Write down the numbers. 275. 6453 239 275 6453. That's 239.
All right, you got that. All right. You got that into your head.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Jeez. Stan, I don't know why I got a song going through my head. I'm sorry to interrupt, Mike.
You guys, this is all Kyle's fault. Yes, partner, and Kyle's mom is the one that started that damn club, and all because she's a big, fat, stupid bitch.
Don't say it, Cartman.
Wait. Don't do it, Cartman. Wait.
I'm warning you.
Okay. I'm getting pretty sick of him calling my mom.
Well, Kyle's mom's a bitch. She's a big fat bitch. She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world.
Whoa, hello.
I took that
was not G-rated.
No, that
well,
was,
we got
that
close was, enough.
Let me make sure. Yeah, I got it out. Why did you do that?
Because I thought it was edited.
It wasn't.
But you are keeping Stan on his toes.
Yeah. Absolute Law text
line.
We
have procedures in place.
Honing those skills there, Stan.
I'm still quick on the trigger. My wife and I need a simple will. $500K in home and assets. Is this something that you can do for us or recommend somebody?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do it, and we give a really reasonable discount for Stan and Haney people. So call us, 239-ASK-MIKE.
All right. Let's go to the Absolute Law phone lines here. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Rick the Pool Guy.
Hey, Rick, you got Mike here.
Rick the Pool Guy, what do you got for us today?
How you doing, Mike? Hey, so I got a question for you. So I have a baby mama, and I get my son on the weekends, but it's not through an actual custody battle. It's just a mutual agreement. I paid child support, but now she's talking about that she wants to move to Tennessee. What can I do?
Have you ever been in court anywhere for anything with regard to your child?
No, sir.
All right. You need to file something immediately, because once that's filed, she can't move your child more than 50 miles without your written permission or an order of a judge. If you don't file that and she decides to go, she goes. She's gone. There isn't anything you can do. You might be able to file something to try to bring her back. It'd cost you a fortune. You're probably going to end up litigating there, depending on how long you take to file something. So you need to get that filed now. You know, that whole, an ounce of cure prevents a pound of destruction is where you are.
For sure. Okay. So what's the name of the file? Or I guess I can call you off air.
Yeah, just call me. It's 239-ASK-MIKE. And just call me and tell them you want to talk to me, and we'll get you set up.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
Thank you. 277-9600 from the Absolute Law text line. Somebody was listening about the guy with the bow and arrow.
All right, what do we got there? I want to hear about that.
He said, did that caller talking about the compound bow? He said, and to specify the difference between a compound bow and a crossbow, different. I guess a crossbow has a trigger. A compound bow does not. So if he says he's using a compound bow, it doesn't have a trigger.
Well, yeah, a compound bow is a bow that has the arch, of course, like every bow has, but it has a series of pulleys on it. And so when you pull back the compound bow, you pull it back with a lot more force because of the pulleys involved, okay? So then it has a lot more force, obviously, going forward. A crossbow is basically a rifle stock with a cross member mounted on it that holds the string where you pull it back and lock the arrow in place and use a trigger mechanism, and you aim it like you'd aim a rifle.
Okay. I just want to let people know, if you're listening online, you did hear that. On air, you did not. All right, two different, because they're already, you missed it, Stan. If you're listening, it didn't get it on the, it was not on the air.
And there was nothing there. I don't know what you're talking about.
And there was nothing there. So back down.
It was just a little polka.
Yeah.
I was dancing.
Question for you, Mike, on the Absolute Law text line. I was wondering, if I was backing a truck off of a tow truck and ran over a business sign, who's responsible for the payment of the sign and fixing the vehicle?
I would like to
this
know.
This is almost like law school.
Who owns the truck? I mean, was it a vehicle you owned, and who owned the truck it was coming off of, and were you working for somebody? Because if you were working for somebody, it's not going to be on you. You know, it's going to be on, and you should have insurance on both the truck you were driving and the truck it was driving off of. So this should be an insurance issue. But you can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE and give me some facts off the air, and I'll work you through it.
It's almost like, did you ever watch that show when you were younger, the Paper Chase?
Yes.
It was a movie.
It's like that.
How accurate is that?
It's pretty accurate. I mean, law school is like that. Now, they've changed it a lot. You know, Iris, the youngest lawyer with us, recently graduated, and things were different for her than for us older people. But it was a lot like that.
Somebody just texted, he has to pay for the sign.
Well, maybe not.
Let me see what this. If he's working for the tow truck company, he has to pay for the sign. Okay, whatever.
You know what?
I was asking for a friend.
Actually, the tow truck company would have to pay for the sign if he was working for the tow truck company.
When we're done, we'll have to remember to make sure to send Mike the link so he can watch First Impressions Court.
First Impressions Court?
Yeah, what I showed you yesterday where I said it's like how you judge things.
Oh, they have the. I love this. It was a Saturday Night Live bit.
It was perfect.
Where the judge is sitting there, and it's almost done like the People's Court.
Yeah.
And but what it is, it's First Impressions Court.
He decides in less than 10 seconds.
When the person walks
whatever
in,
your first
whether
impression
they're innocent
is.
Or guilty.
Yep. So the first one has a normal-looking lady come in and begins to state her case, and then the plaintiff walks in wearing a zoot suit, and he goes, guilty.
There. Yep. First, now take a look at. Can we put the volume on this? I want to put the volume on this. Let him listen.
All right, thank you. Be seated,
Your Honor. This is case number 18 on the docket.
26-year-old Patricia Jones is suing her former friend for $2,700.
She's dressed in a white shirt and
stole her
beautiful
car
jumper.
While
she's a pretty woman.
And still hasn't returned it. The defendant, 53-year-old Trevor Frisbee, says that
wearing a hat, dressed in what looks like a pimp suit from the 1970s.
The old zoot suit.
That's it. Hold on now. Like, with all due respect, Your Majesty, you ain't even heard my side of the story yet, man.
Sir, I've been a Chicago judge for 31 years. I don't have to hear your side. I'm looking at that ridiculous highlighter suit, and I know for a fact that you are guilty of something.
Wait a minute, Your Majesty, please.
Your Majesty.
Just let me explain.
You got 10 seconds.
Well, I thank you for that. Okay, now, first of all, the only reason I'm up in here is because this woman is trying to have sexual penetrations on me, man. You got that magic stick, baby.
Okay, you're disgusting.
Get him out of here. Judgment is for the plaintiff. Next case.
Plaintiff Judith Baker says she is owed $325 after the defendant, her ex-boyfriend,
a rather chunky but fairly attractive woman, wearing a church dress.
Your name is Lud Denzel. Oh, you definitely did it.
Now, does it work like that, Mike?
You know, it doesn't work like that because the judges who behave like that at least have the decency to, like, let it play out a little longer.
But it happens.
But I have seen judges like that. Not in Lee County, but I have seen them.
24.
Wait a second. Your name is La Denzel.
Yeah, La Denzel.
Yeah, you're guilty.
24-7 for Mike Chiannopoulos.
24-7, 239-ASK-MIKE. If it's outside of normal business hours, you press 6. It comes straight to me, whether I'm in the Gulf of Mexico or in Greece or here in Fort Myers.
We got to send you the link. You got to watch that thing. That's hilarious.
I wanted to do like a people's court thing where we tried people's divorce cases.
Weren't you supposed to
consent.
Be doing something like that?
Yeah.
Whatever happened?
My dad got sick and I never got it off the ground.
Yeah, because we wanted
back to
that. We wanted a production credit on that, didn't
we?
Yes, you know, no
did.
Show job.
What are you, a Democrat?
He's Mike Chiannopoulos, Absolute Law, 239 Ask Mike.
If you help me out, I may be able to get Hunter. I might be able to get Paul Pelosi involved.
A little quid pro quo. Thank you, gentlemen.
The Heinz boy, he's always up for a good one.
We're going to take a break. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same.
Vicodin, Percocet, Oxycontin.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Dave's running all around because he wants to put the gift of the baseball cards of us on the wall somewhere. So he's in and out of here, rushing around, making busy work, doing nothing. In about 30 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. Good one today. Movie clips of buying a car. There's scenes in movies where you're at a car lot.
You're going to take the tribe across country.
Yep. We're going to play you five clips. Your job, identify the film. First one to do it.
Yep. The new Wagon Queen family truckster.
Yep. Don't let it all out of the bag. But we got five clips.
It's that great.
Yes. Got five clips. And they are scenes at a car lot. Your job, be the first person to identify the film. And you'll get a nice prize. I'm looking. We got a good prize list this week. We got NASCAR. We've got, look at this. Tickets to go see the Black Keys. Florida International Air Show. Everblades tickets. Barbecue Saw. Yeah, that's coming up. People are already trying to jump the gun and call. That's going to be in about 30 minutes. Okay,
what are they calling for?
To play the game, and I haven't even played a movie clip yet. What I'm doing right now in the business is called a teaser.
It's meant to entice you and ridicule you.
Yeah, for all of my adult life.
Over a lifetime.
Yeah. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Our first look at traffic. All right, we got a couple of things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. South Cleveland Avenue and Kenwood Lane. Also a crash. Bonita Springs, Bonita Beach Road Southeast, and Bonita Grand Drive, right by the Publix parking lot. And you are up to date. Another traffic update. Here he goes. Lights on. We're broadcasting. He comes in with a hammer and wants to go hang some.
Go ahead, Dave.
Jeez, I'm telling you, stop making busy work, Dave. And your mic's not on because this is not a segment for you.
Go ahead, Dave. You got work to do.
Go ahead. Start hammering around and making like busy work. You're clocked in. You're getting paid.
Where are you going to hammer? Jeez. There's nowhere to hammer.
Coming up in less...
You want to check that hammer, make sure it's working?
Stop encouraging them. Here's some headlines.
You've had just about enough.
Just about enough. Don't you see too good? Lights on air, flashing, on air. But you'll just come waltzing in with a hammer and nails in your mouth.
Sorry about that. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Guess what today is?
What's today?
It's National Cat Day.
Ah, oh, Jesus Christ.
I know for you in particular, Stan.
Yeah.
One of the greatest days of your life is when you had your cat delivered to you.
Yeah, it was a beautiful thing. I also remember my last cat where I...
Well, that was Cat.
Yeah, I had to take him to the vet. He didn't come back.
And what do you call this new cat, the wild cat?
Lenny.
But the other one was just Cat.
Cat. It had a name, but it only came to Cat, because I would say, get out of my way, Cat. Get off the sofa, Cat.
And it knew that was its name,
Cat. Get off the lanai, Cat. And that's what he responded to.
Poor thing.
Yeah, died of stomach cancer.
Wait a second. You wished that on him. I remember you saying that to the cat. I hope you die a stomach after that cat. It did something where it kept putting the litter outside the litter box, and you looked at it, pointed at it, and said, I hope you die of stomach cancer.
You saw the cat a day before it died.
I did.
Yeah. That was the day you locked your keys in the car at my place, and we went
up. I remember seeing Cat that day, and its eyes were saying, help me.
Yeah. I did help it.
But I said, you know, it's none of my business.
Next day, I helped it.
Yep, you did. Permanently.
Vet asked me, he goes, it doesn't look good. Would you like to come back and say goodbye to the cat?
Not necessary.
That's what I said. No, just go ahead.
Go ahead. I don't want to put you out.
Yeah. I said, I did bring it in a cat carrier. I'd like to get that back.
Yep. Well, do you have another cat that you need that for?
No, I just need it back. I paid $48 for that.
So you did retrieve that?
Oh, yeah. Well, he brought it out for me. You know, I know a lot of these animals are members of the family. If you'd like to go back and say goodbye to your...
No, but I got $48 in that cat carrier.
I'd like that back.
I don't...
And you know what? They charged me $400 to do that. And here's the other thing that they just don't get. I understand things, but I didn't get along with this cat. About a week later, the vet actually sent a sympathy card.
What?
We're sorry for the loss of your pet.
Bro, I'm so sorry, man.
Yeah. I just...
We're so sorry. Send us $400.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I thought... Maybe, should I put this card up on the refrigerator?
I don't want to start a panic here, folks. It's been a tough couple of months. But they're saying our long national nightmare may be over. The new invention that we went crazy for, because we'd never had it before, something called the chicken sandwich.
Oh.
We may have an actual date.
Careful.
Boy, that's brilliant. I wish I'd thought of a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
And why is it that it takes months to get the chicken sandwich back?
They went through 3 months of ingredients, all the, you know, the bags of the stuff that they have to ship out to everybody. They had 3 months of it, and it was done in 3 weeks.
Hmm.
And they had to make more.
You know, I come up with brilliant ideas
all
the time. And nothing ever comes of it.
No.
Somebody actually followed through on their brilliant idea, and I couldn't be happier for them. 6 childhood friends and their spouses pooled all of their money last year.
Yeah.
To purchase their own private neighborhood. Nobody else allowed in.
That's awesome.
A 56-year-old burglar in Maryland managed to jump a 12-foot wall during a police chase. Not once, but twice.
Ooh.
And finally, you know, if there's one thing we've learned, Stan, besides the fact that all women are crazy,
incapable of anything,
it's that life is all about timing.
It sure is.
A man heading to his final chemo treatment purchases a lottery ticket and wins $200,000.
Good for him.
Really? These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Good for the family. Laughter. Oh, we try to find laughter each and every day with the 4 o'clock fluffer. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Dave?
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Not only is today National Cat Day, it's also International Internet Day. That was my response as well. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
internet fun facts.
Top internet fun facts. Where's Marvin? Maybe he needs to hear these.
Not anymore. He got the promotion.
Yeah.
1.7 billion internet users are located in Asia.
Wow.
That explains the prevalence of photos of women doing things with octopus.
Yep.
True. Different world over there.
It sure is. You know, and it's a different world with Dave as well. Is it a new season of pole vaulting now?
Yes, yes. Women's pole vaulting. Fresh, fresh, fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw one young contender. She looked really good.
Pop another 357, Dave.
We just took my bottle, man.
It's for your own good.
Yep.
What was that?
That was a heat cup.
Yeah.
It is the most efficient, effective tool ever invented for splitting up families.
Yeah. Look at this, y'all.
Somewhere out there, that chocolate rain guy is making more bank than you.
Yep. Yeah, it's a fact.
Oh, my God. No.
Even rural areas are getting access to the internet now. It's known as the World Double Wide Web.
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart.
50% of all trash in U.S. landfills is old AOL discs.
Yep.
Jeez Louise, you're kidding me.
Always a good idea to check on your grandparents and make sure they're not being charged for their prodigy access.
Yeah.
Ending a sentence with LOL is a great way to show people you don't understand humor.
You guys are doing good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, kitten.
It is filled with as many viruses as Charlie Sheen's hot tub. Oh.
Shucky ducky!
Thanks to Facebook, there is a very good chance that by now,
yeah,
you have seen every cat in existence.
Probably true.
Before we had the internet, you had to actually go out and let people know you were a douche in person.
Yes, you did.
No, thank you.
And finally, the very top internet fun fact.
Yes.
People who work on it are called IT. People who say they use it for anything other than pornography are called liars.
Yeah.
Can you turn over Haney? Oh.
And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
Has left the building.
Left the building.
Email time, ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Ah, it's nice to see Hendrix is back around.
What?
He hasn't written for it to
oh,
us.
Oh, well, you're talking about the boy. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Jimmy.
No.
Oh, what?
He's talking about the boy who was named after Jimmy. He's 17. He's in high school. Well, I'm back after spending a week doing various activities for homecoming week at my school and going to the dance with my girlfriend last Saturday. Pretty much cementing the relationship to last for a good long while.
How old is he?
17.
Doesn't he understand at 17 you don't want it to last a good
Unlike,
long while?
Unlike the others that break up after a month. And ironically, that happened to my two friends a couple of days before the dance and ditched them. Only if they listened. But women are indeed crazy.
Tell me about it, Hendrix.
The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. So now we have some Lieutenant Colonel who says he was concerned about Trump's phone call. Well, if he was so concerned, why did he not tell Trump? Well, he said evidently he tried several times to let them through the proper channels. And what was his job? What did he hear that we didn't? And why did he wait so long to bring it up? Well, that's why the Democrats are going to find that out today.
Yeah, and and why isn't all of this called espionage?
Yeah, that's what it is. Guys, I've been listening to different opinions, keeping an open mind as only the Guardian can do.
Well, that's what he's known for.
But alas, some of the opinions are just ridiculous. I have read the transcript of Trump's phone call, and like most intelligent people, nothing other than Trump asking for Ukraine to help, there's nothing inappropriate.
You know what, Stan? I don't know if you saw it, but I'm not sure what they're up to, because it depends on where you get your news from.
Because yes.
If you listen to what they call mainstream, then on Thursday, the House will vote on an impeachment resolution.
Right.
Except, I saw Nancy Pelosi do a whole interview about this impeachment resolution, and at the end, they asked her about the impeachment resolution,
yeah.
And as she was walking away, she said, oh, it's not an impeachment resolution.
No, and she don't have to worry one way or the other, because the Republicans aren't going to raise their hand on it.
What is it?
Nobody knows.
If it's not an impeachment resolution, what is it they're voting on?
I don't know. And I guess the...
Because they want us to think it's an impeachment resolution, but at the same time, they're saying it's not an impeachment resolution.
They're so backed into a corner, Haney. Stan's Name That Movie is next.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long, dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang, Stan and Haney, a word coming over the Absolute Law text line. According to NBC2, the groper has been captured. Repeating, the groper has been captured.
Didn't take long. We take credit for that, don't we?
I think we take credit for that. We put out a Stan and Haney APB. And gets done. Simple as that.
Do we have any details or just he's captured?
I just got a text. I'm sure if we check in a few minutes between now and the news, we'll get an ID on this guy. Let's just hope he's not one of Dave's buddies, Cape Coral buddies that he skateboards with.
He's lucky he got caught.
Yep.
Because
somebody on the street finds him.
He was going to die.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic. Then we'll play
at the very least permanently disfigured.
Yep. Then we'll play Stan's Name That Movie. Today's movie clips: buying a car. Let's get you updated on traffic first. All right. One thing on the board still working: the crash in Fort Myers, South Cleveland Avenue, and Kenwood Lane. And you are up to date. Another traffic update right before Haney in the news. I was watching a movie, and it'll be featured in the list here. And the movie had a scene where somebody was buying a car. And I said, there's a lot of movies like that. Let me find them. At least some of them. Your job is to identify the clip, name the movie, be the first one to do so, and if you haven't won anything from us in the last 60 days, you'll have your choice of the following. A fresh 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney Barbecue Sauce. Oh, don't let the name fool you. It's good for anything. It's good for on a burger, dipping sauce.
It's what's known as a super condiment.
Yep. We have a pair of tickets to the Ford EcoBoost 400. Homestead Miami Speedway, November 17th. It's the granddaddy. It's the finale of it all. They crown the champion down there at Homestead, November 17th, and you could have a pair of tickets.
EcoBoost, is that where it runs off cooking oil?
I don't know. They change the name every once in a while. Sponsorships. I got a pair of tickets to go see the Black Keys at the BB&T Center, November the 6th. It's happening this weekend, the 1st through the 3rd, the Florida International Air Show. At the Punta Gorda Airport, if you have never been,
Oh, man.
It's super to watch. And?
When you see that precision flying.
Yup. And your choice of an upcoming Florida Everblades hockey game. We have all the tickets. Dave was fingering them just not more than a half hour ago.
We have all the tickets.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if there's a Saturday game you want to go to, a Friday game, a Wednesday game, any day that the Blades are playing at home, and if we've got the games, we'll give you a pair of tickets, but you got to name the movie. Cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. The theme, buying an automobile. The first one might be the most difficult, but this was the movie that prompted me to say, good category for this week. Name this movie.
I'm in no mood for trouble.
What?
There's an old saying, first customer of the day is always the most trouble. But like I say, I'm in no mood for it, so I'm going to treat you so fair and square that you won't have one human reason to give me.
Can I trade my car in and take another?
Do anything you've a mind to. Being a woman, you will. That yours?
Yes, it's there's nothing wrong with it. I just...
Sick of the sight of it. Well, why don't you have a look around here and see if there's something to strike your eyes. Meanwhile, I'll have my mechanic give you the once over. You want some coffee? I was just about...
No, thank you. I'm in a hurry, and I just want to make a change.
One thing people never ought to be when they're buying used cars, and that's in a hurry. But like I said, it's too nice a day to argue. I'll shoot your car in the garage here. That's the one I'd have picked for you myself.
How much?
Go ahead, spin it around the block.
It looks fine. How much would it be with my car?
You mean you don't want the usual day and I have to think it over? You are in a hurry, aren't you? Somebody chasing you?
Of course not. Please.
Well, it's the first time the customer ever high-pressured the salesman.
Figure roughly...
Your car plus $700?
$700.
You always got time to argue money, huh?
All right.
I take it you can prove that car is yours. I mean, out-of-state license and all. You got your pink slip and your...
I believe I have the necessary papers. Is there a ladies' room?
Can you name the movie? I saw it just this weekend.
Nothing to see here.
277-9600. Identify
Boy,
the film.
That guy was a pro.
He sure was. Identify the film.
One I would have picked out myself.
Real cream puff. Name the movie. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Brandy Farner.
Hold on. By the way, Dave, did you know the movie? Did you know the movie, Dave?
I'm still
contemplating. Yeah, Corey, I wouldn't expect you to.
Right.
What's your first name, sweetheart?
Brandy.
Brandy?
The girl that won $1,000.
Brandy, you think you know that?
Yeah, Naked Gun and a Half.
No, it's not. Wow.
All right, let's begin. On how many levels, Stan?
We saw her at Bike Night,
yes,
didn't we?
Yes, we did,
yep.
Brother.
Still looking good.
Absolutely. Get some.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Adam.
Adam, can you name the movie?
Is it Psycho?
It is Psycho. You are absolutely...
Right.
That's, of course, Janet Leigh right there before she got cut up in the shower. What would you like?
Can I get the Black Keys?
You sure can. You got a pair of tickets to go see the Black Keys at BB&T.
Thank you so much.
You
awesome.
Betcha. Hold on. That's how the game's played. That, like that guy. All right. We're at movie clip number two. Buying a car. Name the movie.
Hello, Mrs. Munchak.
Hi.
You're
Munchak. Yeah, he likes you. He
I
does.
Hope. Mr. Munchak, Joey O'Brien. I put you in that 560 SL a couple
Hi,
years ago.
Hi, Mr. O'Brien. My relationship for life.
Nice.
Well, has she run well for you? The car.
Well, she doesn't seem to have any complaints.
Well, had to hear that.
Uh-huh. No complaints at all, I'll tell you. It's been like a dream. I don't think I've ever loved anyone thing more.
It's been a pleasure servicing.
Mr. Sandman, please.
One moment, please. I'll be right with you. Place can't run without me. What can I do for you, Mr. Munchak?
Munchak.
Check.
Like to get a new car for my wife.
Oh, well, hey, that's what I'm here for. Come on, let me show you around.
So what's it going to be, Mr. O'Brien? Are you ready to continue our relationship for life?
Joey.
Nah.
Joey.
I'm still waiting for you, Mr. Phelps.
One moment.
Excuse me.
I'm sick of your moment.
Can't you see I got two ups at once?
Little's not going to approve your deal. You better go talk to him. Your sale's going to walk, Joey.
Oh, don't do anything. Keep him there. Show him some cleavage, okay?
Joey!
One moment. I'll be right with you.
Just wait a second. My wife was thinking maybe an Alonzo convert. Shut up! What?
Daddy?
Oh, is that what you want, darling?
Yes, honey. I did see one that I really liked. You must know
this
what I'm
is
talking
life.
About.
So, Mr. O'Brien, can you help us?
Mr.
Salesman!
Sure.
Please, this Washington Continental. What kind of deal are you going to make me on this? Cash, it's okay?
Cash.
Mr. O'Brien, please.
One
I ask you, how much in cash?
American cash?
Sure, you accept Chinese?
Excuse me, Joey, get with that guy.
Hey, we got a deal here.
We had a deal.
I know, we got to sit down. Take a load off your legs. Sit down.
Mr. O'Brien, I believe you were serving us.
Get back off!
That's what it sounds like in my head.
Dave, of course, acting real serious, like he thinks he knows the movie. He doesn't.
No, I...
That truly is what it sounds like in my head.
Yep. That's what it was like for Robin Williams. I mean,
Hey.
Hey.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
I can now.
All righty. What's your name?
Damien.
Damien, can you name the movie?
Hot Rod Girls.
No.
It may have come out the same year.
Yeah, might have. No, that's not Dave. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Sue.
Hi, Sue. Can you name the movie?
Is it Cadillac Man?
It is Cadillac Man. You are absolutely correct. Nice job. What would you like?
I get the NASCAR.
You're going. You better believe it. The Ford EcoBoost 400 Homestead Miami Speedway.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, hold on. And just to let everybody know, I still have one more pair of the Homestead Miami Speedway tickets, if you'd like. We're up to movie clip number 3. It's all about buying a car. Name this movie.
We sat right here in this room and went over this and over this.
Yeah, but that true coat.
I sat right here and said I didn't want any true coat.
Yeah, but I'm saying that true coat, you don't get it. You get oxidation problems. It'll cost you a heck of a lot more than $500.
You're sitting there. You're talking in circles. You're talking like we didn't go over this already.
Yeah, but this true coat.
We had a deal here for $19,500. You sat there and darned if you didn't tell me you'd get me this car, these options, without the sealant for $19,500.
All right. I'm not saying I didn't.
You called me 20 minutes ago and said you had it ready to make delivery. It says, come on down, get it. And here you are, and you're wasting my time and my wife's time and... And I'm paying $19,500 for this vehicle here.
All right. I'll talk to my boss. See, they install that true code at the factory. There's nothing we can do. But I'll talk to my boss.
These guys here? These guys? It's always the same. It's always more.
He never done this before. But seeing as it's special circumstances and all... He says I can knock $100 off that true coat.
$100. You lied to me, Mr. Lundgaard. You're a bald-faced liar.
Bucky, please.
A liar.
Bucky, please.
Where's my goddamn checkbook? Let's get this over with.
Name the movie. Dave, still coming up goose eggs, huh?
Yeah.
These are all, like, people are naming these right and left. Mm. Haney and I are looking at each other like, yeah, we know these movies. Not no sale with you, huh?
Well,
yeah. Wouldn't your family in the movie business?
As a matter of fact.
yes.
Didn't your dad just have a big get-together with all the old movie gang?
Yeah, sure did. Yeah. Getting ready for Show East coming up.
Yeah, and he was bragging on you, wasn't he?
Yeah. Actually brought down some of the baseball cards of the guys. And,
they were
showed
the gang. That you're,
look, this is my son.
He's famous.
Yeah, you know, what little bit of proudness I've made him.
Yeah.
Just that tiny bit.
Try to keep a little bit of his dignity.
Yeah.
After this.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's my boy. Don't want to tell him the truth.
Yeah, this abomination of a son.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Sean.
Sean, can you name the movie?
Is that Fargo?
It is Fargo. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
Do you have any more Black Keys?
I'm out of the Black Keys for today. I've got the air show. Aww. I've got the NASCAR. I've got Everblades. I've got Babacusa.
How about the NASCAR?
You got it. Hold on. Movie clip number four. Now, hopefully you get this one, Dave. I think, Dave, I have great faith that you're going to get these next two. Because as we go down the list.
One of them is the granddaddy of them all. It's the best.
Because as we go down the list, they get easier.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, see?
That's what I'm told.
See if you can do this. 277-9600. It's all about buying a car.
Abomination of a son is pretty harsh.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with him.
Uncle Bobby B, baby. Uncle Bobby B.
Sam.
Sam, let me talk to you. Sam, your first enchilada of freedom awaits underneath one of those hoods. Let me tell you something, son. A driver don't pick the car. The car pick the driver. It's a mystical bond between man and machine. Son, I'm a lot of things. Lies not one of them. Especially not in front of my mammy. That's my mammy.
Hey, mammy! Oh, don't be like that. If I had a rock, I'd bust your head, bitch. Say, man, she deaf, you know? Put over here. Every piece of car a man might want or need.
This ain't bad. This one's got racing stripes.
Yeah, it got racing. Yeah, what the heck is this? I don't know nothing about this car. Matty!
What?
What is this? This car, check it out.
I don't know, boss. I've never seen that. That's loco.
Don't go Ricky Ricardo on me, Matty. Find out.
It feels good.
How much?
Well, considering the semi-classic nature of the vehicle, with the slick wheels and the custom paint job.
Yeah, but the paint's faded.
Yeah, but it's custom.
It's custom faded?
What is your first car? I wouldn't expect you to understand. $5,000.
No, not paint over $4,000. Sorry.
Kid, come on, get out the car.
No, no, no. You said cars pick their drivers.
Well, sometimes they pick a driver with a cheap-ass file. Off the car.
Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, this is Gene.
Gene, can you name it?
Is that Transformers?
It is Transformers. You are correct. What would you like?
I would like the barbecue sauce, but I would also like to say something to you, Stan.
You'd want to say something to me. Go ahead, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yeah, hey, I met Rob Saturday down at the Seed to Table remote.
Yes.
And funny how Dave didn't show up again. I had to help the young lady set the tent up and everything.
Really? Rob, is that true?
I showed up after Gene had gotten there, so I'm not sure if he did help or not. I can confirm that Dave was not there, though.
Dave was not there.
Yeah.
Were you supposed to be there?
I switched remotes.
Oh, he switched, Gene.
well, that ain't what Carly told me. But anyway, I had a good time.
All right.
I had a good time hanging out with Rob.
All right.
Love you guys.
I'll get you some babacusa. Hold on. Well, explain yourself.
Nothing to explain.
You know what? Did you get written up for that? You show up, you're scheduled to be at a remote?
No.
And I believe your new boss.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's your new boss, you know.
I know
Dave,
what's going
really,
on.
Really, I think abomination is a step too far.
I don't dispute it.
it's just a bit much, I think.
All right, we got one more. And yes.
Certainly there should be better words than that.
It's the grand abomination.
Abomination is just so harsh. Isn't there another word you could use?
Yeah, this complete mistake
pretty,
of a life.
Pretty damn close. Last one. And
it wasn't a mistake. It was an unforeseen development.
Right. Yeah, just, you know, a camping trip.
Boy Waterman. Yeah. Last one. And as Haney said, the granddaddy of them all. We save the easiest for last. So
and then, in my opinion, the absolute best.
Well, there she is.
Where?
Right here. The wagon.
Dad, this is not the car you ordered.
Take it easy, Rusty. Ed, this is not the car I ordered. I distinctly ordered the Antarctic Blue Super Sports Wagon with the CB and the optional Rally Fun Pack.
Fun Pack.
You didn't order the Metallic P? Metallic P?
That's incorrect.
No, Antarctic Blue.
Metallic P.
Sports wagon. This isn't even the right model.
You know, I think you're right. I don't think this is the car. This is the new Wagon Queen family truckster. This is a damn fine automobile. If you want my honest opinion, beats the hell out of the sports wagon. But I want to make you happy, huh? Davenport! I'll get to the bottom of this.
Yes, Mr. Ed.
Mr. Griswold ordered a blue sports wagon. Where is it?
I don't know, sir.
All right.
I know what must have happened. It didn't come in.
Ed, I'm not your ordinary everyday fool, okay? Now, I'd like my Antarctic blue super sports wagon right now, and if you can't get it for me, I'm going to take my business elsewhere. Where's my old car?
I'm just as upset as you are, believe me. Davenport! Get Mr. Griswold's car back and bring it back here! I can get you the wagon. There's no problem there. The problem is it might take 6 weeks. Now, I owe it to myself to tell you, Mr. Griswold, that if you're thinking of taking the tribe cross country, this is the automobile you should be using, the Wagon Queen family truckster. You think you hate it now, but wait till you drive it.
There you go. Hand it to you. And I will say this. I need the full title of the film, not the short title, the full title.
The Wagon Queen family truckster.
Yeah. Now, don't let Haney go and say, oh, I'll give it to him. I'm telling you ahead of time,
like
full title, like Dave had to do when he wrote the short title, and I told him incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Daryl.
Daryl. It's my other brother, Daryl.
This is he.
What?
This is he.
Would this be National Lampoon Vacation?
Yes, it is. What would you like?
Everglades ticket.
You can't give it to him, Stan.
You got him. Why?
Very good.
He got it wrong.
How? What did he say?
He said National Lampoon Vacation.
Oh, he didn't say it plural.
Nope, he didn't.
You didn't hear my S? You didn't hear my plural?
No. Try it again.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Correct. I've never been known you to give second chances like that, Stan.
I did today. What would you like? What did you want, Everblades?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on.
Yeah. Tell me you want to be a jerk and then back off.
Comes back to haunt me. Look, you know what? He had a picture, the family truckster. They actually had it as like a car ad in a magazine.
The Wagon Queen family truckster.
That's a beautiful automobile. What,
if you had one, you never forget it.
Nope.
What a love-hate relationship
you
hate I
had. It now, where do you drive it? Can I have some outro music?
God, I love that car. Yep. But I hated it, too.
Yeah.
It had a hole in the floor.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
it's a design flaw.
Well, it's not a design flaw. It's that, I guess we opted out of the true coat.
Yep. Okay, close enough.
Dun, dun. And that concludes Stan's tribute to movie scenes featuring people buying cars. Tune in next week for more thrill and excitement with your host, Stan.
Hi.
As he brings you more clips of movies.
Hi.
Three of which you won't know.
Like Dave.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I'm sorry, Dave. I know it's the podcast is in name only.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, either you stick with it or you don't.
I'm having issues. I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I just...
He's thinking about quitting again.
Yeah. I just think calling yourself an abomination is not good.
Well, that's what my father thinks, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, because I wasn't planned by any means. I mean, hell, I didn't even have a name on my birth certificate. Stan's seen it.
Don't.
Babe, you're 45. You got to get past it at some point.
Yeah, you got to grow up. Got to realize that there's things in life that you got to do. And
yeah, I know.
Now, I know it's rough when you're disinherited, but...
Yeah. You know, I'm just, you know.
You hear about that?
He was disinherited?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Left out of everything. totally kicked to the curb,
bro. What was the song? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You got to have something.
You got a problem with the tampon commercial that you were forced to talk about during your podcast?
That is not right. I don't get it.
And he doesn't have an opinion on it because he says he doesn't. It's in name only.
No, the tampon commercial is it's his podcast. No, I'm. You know what, dude? I quit. Okay,
you said you were gonna quit.
I'm done. Okay,
because you can't say what you feel.
No, I've got.
I don't think you want to quit. I think you just want to do it from another location.
I quit. Damn right. God awful. That's it. I quit. Damn
right. So I
guess
the big problem was that I can't get loose, man. Was talking about this tampon commercial,
which is god awful.
Did you see that?
It's terrible.
It's unreal. I don't care about man pawns.
No, it's been going on for too long. It's all part of the NBC special, NBC News special report, The Pussification of America.
Yeah, the more you know.
Where we're supposed to understand a woman and her cycle, because what if it was us?
And they show this little kid spotting.
Yep.
And then running up.
A little boy.
Yeah. Yep.
Spotting.
Daddy. And then running up and hugging his father. Welcome to womanhood.
Yep.
And two guys walking down the hallway at high school asking if one has a tampon.
Yep. Handing it out like a cigar. Yep. Yeah, here you go.
Passing them under the bathroom stalls. Opens his locker and they all come falling out.
Is that what you were talking about on the show?
Unfortunately, yes, Stan.
You know, there's hope. I did call on that crazy woman to resign from Congress, and she did.
It's just...
But that's a Republican conspiracy.
What?
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Yes, that Republicans...
That's what she said.
Yep. Trying to drive her out.
It had nothing to do with the fact that she was running around banging all of her staff, male and female, waving around a bong.
Her Republican opponents did that.
Even the shower picture?
Yeah, but that was released without her knowledge from her
husband.
Did
the Republicans tattoo the Iron Cross on her crotch?
I don't know about that.
Sounds like this chick likes to party.
Yeah.
She does.
Oh, she does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and she doesn't care who she's partying with or
that.
What gender they are. She's just there to get down.
WFO.
You know what? She'll get naked and brush your hair for you, bud.
Yep. Hell yeah.
You love that. let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Traffic.
What world are we living in?
Traffic.
What reality have we stumbled into?
Traffic is brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room.
Ben, where's Alan Funt?
Get your frustrations out at Anger Management Rage Room, Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers. Go to amrageroom.com for all the details. We have a couple here. First, Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Plantation Road and Daniels Parkway. And then we have a crash, Bonita Springs, Timber Wild Drive, and South Tamiami Trail, right by the Walgreens.
They show a teenage boy wearing booty shorts with a string coming out of his.
Yep. And so we understood. What if it was reversed? Would we understand then?
We're not supposed to understand.
No. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Only a couple more days to go. And we can put it to bed for another year.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, October 29th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know, but first a little housekeeping.
All right.
Dave?
Yeah, bub.
You know the things that we need to get done today.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But I'm looking towards Thursday. Mm. We're going to need to get you a costume.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
And we're going to need a bowl of candy.
Right.
So that you can take care of the trick-or-treaters. Because I don't want to let them down this year.
So you're going to sit on the stoop with the bowl of candy in costume, and then Haney can stay inside.
Yeah, I'll be playing Xbox.
Right.
And you just wait for the trick-or-treaters to come and hand out candy. Can you do that?
In costume.
Yeah, possibly. What if we just unplug the doorbell?
See, doorbell. Again, he wants to go and give to the trick-or-treaters.
Why would you bring up doorbell with him sitting right here?
Yeah, how dare you? You don't even... I got him a doorbell, and you didn't even bother hooking it up.
But why would you bring it up, man?
What, a doorbell? Because people are going to ring a doorbell for candy, trick-or-treat, ding-dong.
You're going to be outside waiting on them.
It didn't even register with him.
No, it didn't. Because out of sight, out of mind. Just like my screen.
Oh, shut up.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. We got to get it done. All right, well, what am I supposed to dress up as, man?
We'll figure that out. Huh. I figured dress up like a girl with a tampon.
Hey, bro.
I was going to give you the option because Stan told you, Stan's ex-wife told you that you can shop in the boys' department. So you should be able to get a pretty good costume because they'll fit you.
Yeah.
It's possible, right? Yeah, we'll see what we can do. Come up with something.
Because I don't want to let the kids down, but I'm certainly not going to be running back and forth to the door handing out candy. That's just not my style,
bro. No, it's a lot of work, dude.
So figure it out.
Okay, Stan.
You let me know if you get a costume picked out, and we'll see what we can do about it, okay? Yeah.
Oh, by the way, tomorrow in
the
show...
You know what you want to be?
No, I haven't thought about it.
Make him a pumpkin. tomorrow on this show, Jimmy J.J. Walker going to be in studio.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And you know what?
What?
You get your costume. If you're good, I'll let you wear it at work all day before you go to see the trick-or-treaters.
Right on.
Yeah.
And you can be whatever you want.
Get more attention.
Shut up.
You know, within a budget.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anything for attention, Dave.
Just strap a tampon to my chest.
Abomination.
I don't like that word.
Oh, it's a strong, no doubt about it, it's a strong word.
The truth.
I'm not going to fight him on it.
Well, a rare bit of agreement between the two of you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mr. Dynamite himself tomorrow in the studio.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
What was I thinking of making?
Get out of the room. You said you had to go.
Let's talk about ego.
Dave.
Yeah. Damn right.
I'd say you have to have a pretty big ego if you want to be Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
You'd also think, you know what? He's got nothing to prove.
Nothing.
But not to him. He always felt like he had to prove himself because the Beatles got so big that anything he did that was successful, they'd go, that's just because you're a Beatle.
Yep.
They'll buy anything you do because you're a Beatle.
Yep.
So Paul McCartney, for his own ego's sake, wrote a song called Woman and gave it to Peter and Gordon, but did it under a pseudonym, Bernard Webb, to prove his songs could be a hit for anybody, no Beatles attached. The song wound up getting to number 14 on the Billboard chart.
Do we have a sample of the song?
No. This is not the grab bag.
Well, I would assume you would find a sample of that song.
You would assume.
Just, 10 seconds of it. What's the name of Woman? By Peter and Gordon. Peter Asher, Jane Asher's brother, who was Paul McCartney's girlfriend, Jane Asher. Do you have it over there? Oh, there. Woman,
do you love me? Oh, is that him playing it? Okay.
I had him on.
Because I had it playing.
We have it. I have
it potted him up.
I have you both on. I'm sorry.
sounded better the other way.
Yeah, why do you have him jacked up all loud?
First
abomination.
First one wins the prize. Okay, I heard enough of it. It should have been lower than 14.
Yeah, but Paul got bragging rights.
Yeah, he did.
You've been hearing a lot about so-called women's sports, which are dominated by biological men.
Yes.
I don't even know what his name is. I think he's a rapper from Britain. And everybody's talking about, we should celebrate these biological males that are setting all kinds of women's records. And so this rapper just does like a 10-second video where he goes, I will now break the all-time women's world record for a deadlift right now. Picks it up, drops it, walks away.
Record holder.
Yep.
Yeah.
Diversity is our strength.
Yes.
The man who wrote Elizabeth Taylor's obituary for the New York Times died several years before she did.
Oh, not surprising.
He wrote Elizabeth Taylor's obituary and died in 2005. Elizabeth Taylor lingered until 2011.
Yep.
Well, folks, it's a very exciting day. It's National Cat Day, and we are lucky enough to have a cat owner and cat lover with us today. Stan?
Mark?
Congratulations on your cat. I know how much it means to you.
Yep.
You've always loved cats.
Oh, God.
And do you know who does a nice cat impression?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, you always have to get the last thing in there, don't you?
No.
Why don't you let it stand on its own?
It does.
Jeez.
It's got legs.
Shut up!
The average cat owner spends over 1,000 hours annually on their cats.
Not me. Not even close.
Including the time they spend feeding, petting, cuddling, and cleaning.
Not me.
84% of cat owners say without hesitation, their cats are part of the family.
Not mine.
Not yours?
I would never consider it part of the family.
Would you consider your venomous spider part of the family?
More than the cat. How many tortoise.
How many critters do you have in there?
Got a tortoise, a spider, and a cat.
Rank them.
Tortoise number one, spider number two, cat number three.
So you get more joy from a tortoise.
Yeah, he actually recognizes you. He doesn't scratch. He doesn't ruin the furniture. He goes into his little hut and sleeps. Gets out in the day. He likes to go and take a bath every once in a while. Swim around. Likes to get a little sunshine.
Okay, well, that's understandable.
Doesn't make a peep.
Now, you rank the spider number two, knowing full well if the spider was able to, it would kill you.
Probably. But he minds his own beeswax, too.
He's not blatant about it, where the cat is blatant about physically attacking
you. If I died in that house, he'd feed on me.
66% of cat owners say they'd rather spend time with their cat than their friends.
Jeez.
Over 75% say talking to their cat is a form of therapy. The things we love about their cat, about our cats.
Yeah.
Loyalty.
Untrue.
Playfulness.
Untrue.
And how mild-mannered they are.
Untrue.
51% of cat owners rescued at least one of their cats.
No.
Hmm. I don't believe you rescued this cat.
No, I didn't.
I believe that it was a substantial investment of funds.
Yep, from a breeder.
And that it was transported across several state lines.
Yes.
From a kitty mill.
Yep. We need to take a break.
The top cat-themed items we own.
Yeah.
Clothing for our cat.
No.
Framed photos of our cat.
None.
Cat calendars.
None.
Cat cell phone cases.
Nope.
And sheets or blankets with cats on them.
Don't find that in my place.
65% of cat owners enjoy traveling with their cat.
Not me.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
If you're in love and beginning to think it's time to get down on one knee and propose, well, then it's time for you to visit my friends Jason and Todd at the Diamond District at Coconut Point in Estero. Want to save 20% off your engagement ring? Here's how. This weekend only, the Diamond District is celebrating romance with our annual Diamond Bridal Event. Many of the top engagement designers will join the Diamond District for this two-day event, including Peter Storm, A. Jaffe, and Gabriel & Company, to name a few. Jason and Todd have been authorized to offer you 20% off designer engagement and wedding band prices, along with 12 months interest-free financing. The Diamond District also has the largest selection of GIA Loose Certified Diamonds at the most competitive prices in the world. Don't miss this two-day-only Diamond Bridal Event going on this weekend, when you'll save 20% off designer prices and receive 12 months interest-free financing.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, I am a fount of brilliant ideas.
Always have been.
Yet, some people surround themselves with yes men.
Yep.
I surround myself with no men who will shoot, no matter how good the idea is, will shoot it down.
Yep. What are you like thinking of me when you say that? It requires capital. An idea. Who was it that said, I just saw that. The idea is the easy part. Implementing that idea and getting it into motion is the hard part.
Are you telling me, Stan?
What?
That since 1987, I haven't come up with one idea
that
you could get behind.
There is a couple. It required a lot of money. Hundreds of thousands of dollars that neither you nor I had. And we've had a few that have been stolen because we blabbed it.
Yeah. And they've been highly successful.
Highly, because they had capital.
Well, I don't know how they did it.
Money.
This involves several people, but you know there was one that came up with the idea.
Yeah.
And they backed him up on it.
Yeah.
Last year, six people in Tennessee who had been friends since they were children got off on a wild tangent.
Yep.
Probably alcohol involved.
Sure. Right, Dave? Fireball.
Probably late one night on somebody's patio.
Yep. Fire in the driveway.
Yep. And somebody said, you know what we ought to do? We ought to pool all our resources and get a giant patch of land.
Yeah.
And instead of Stan being there going, that's ridiculous. That costs hundreds of thousands of
dollars. It does. Where are you getting the land?
We We ought to get ourselves a giant patch of land, build houses there, and we can all live together in our own private neighborhood with no BS.
That's a great idea.
The difference?
What?
They did it.
I know they did it. They had probably land and a lot of carpenters and architects in the neighborhood.
They pooled their resources and purchased 32 acres of farmland in Hendersonville, Tennessee. They built six huge houses there and split the cost of getting things like power and running water.
Doesn't work on a handshake and a promise, does it?
It did.
No, they went and bought.
Are you all right? So these six childhood friends, their spouses, and a total of 17 children are now all living together in perfect harmony, nobody else allowed in. One of them said, well, it does have its challenges. You know, mixing six families' interests, six families' concerns, six families' money.
You ought to get a mayor of the town.
One of the louder ones said, hey, don't want anybody thinking this is some kind of commune.
Yeah.
We're just creating a community where kids can go out and play. Yeah. However, having said that, we adults are known to have more fun than the kids.
Yep.
Because there's alcohol involved. Yep. Right, Fireball?
I'll be the mayor of Funville.
You'd be like Coconut Pete.
Yeah.
Living in Pina Coladaburg.
Yep.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, October 29th.
Double M-X-I-X.
What did you say? No, I don't mean Margaritaville. I mean Pina Coladaburg.
Yeah. What was the one that Keith Morrison? Cocktail Cove? Or
Cocktail Cove, where the wives are whores and the men are drunk. And somebody stabbed someone.
Yeah, in what town?
Cocktail Cove.
Jason and
Todd. Like some milk to go along with those cookies?
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
This is a news broadcast.
Cocktail Cove.
Cocktail Cove.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
Look at the luxury boats on the lake.
Bringing us news.
All fun and games till someone got stabbed.
At
Cocktail Cove.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang, Stan and Haney. A word coming over the Absolute Law text line. According to NBC2, the groper has been captured. Repeating, the groper has been captured.
Didn't take long. We take credit for that, don't we?
I think we take credit for that. We put out a Stan and Haney APB and gets done. Simple as that.
Do we have any details or just he's captured?
I just got a text. I'm sure if we check in a few minutes between now and the news, we'll get an ID on this guy. Let's just hope he's not one of Dave's buddies, Cape Coral buddies that he skateboards with.
He's lucky he got caught.
Yeah.
Because
somebody on the street finds him.
He was going to die.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic. Then we'll play.
At the very least, permanently disfigured.
Yep. Then we'll play Stan's Name That Movie. Today's movie clips, Buying a Car. Buying a Car. Let's get you updated on traffic first. All right, one thing on the board, still working the crash in Fort Myers, South Cleveland Avenue, and Kenwood Lane. And you are up to date. Got another traffic update right before Haney in the news. I was watching a movie, and it'll be featured in the list here. And the movie had a scene where somebody was buying a car. And I said, there's a lot of movies like that. Let me find them. At least some of them. Your job is to identify the clip name the movie, be the first one to do so, and if you haven't won anything from us in the last 60 days, you'll have your choice of the following. A fresh 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney Barbecue Sauce. Oh, don't let the name fool you. It's good for anything. It's good for on a burger, dipping sauce.
It's what's known as a super condiment.
Yep. We have a pair of tickets to the Ford EcoBoost 400. Homestead Miami Speedway, November 17th. It's the granddaddy. It's the finale of it all. They crown the champion down there at Homestead, November 17th, and you could have a pair of tickets.
EcoBoost, is that where it runs off cooking oil?
I don't know. They change the name every once in a while. Sponsorships. I got a pair of tickets to go see the Black Keys at the BB&T Center, November the 6th. It's happening this weekend, the 1st through the 3rd, the Florida International Air Show at the Punta Gorda Airport. If you have never been,
oh, man.
It's super to watch. And
when you see that precision flying.
Yep. And your choice of an upcoming Florida Everblades hockey game. We have all the tickets. Dave was fingering them not more than a half hour
ago.
We
have all the tickets.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if there's a Saturday game you want to go to, a Friday game, a Wednesday game, any day that the Blades are playing at home, and if we've got the games, we'll give you a pair of tickets, but you got to name the movie. Cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. The theme, buying an automobile. The first one might be the most difficult, but this was the movie that prompted me to say, good category for this week. Name this movie.
I'm in no mood for trouble.
What?
There's an old saying, first customer of the day is always the most trouble. But like I say, I'm in no mood for it, so I'm going to treat you so fair and square that you won't have one human reason to give me.
Can I trade my car in and take another?
Do anything you've a mind to. Being a woman, you will. That yours?
Yes, it's there's nothing wrong with it. I just...
Sick of the sight of it. Well, why don't you have a look around here and see if there's something to strike your eyes. Meanwhile, I'll have my mechanic give yours the once over. You want some coffee? I was just about...
No, thank you. I'm in a hurry, and I just want to make a change.
One thing people never ought to be when they're buying used cars, and that's in a hurry. But like I said, it's too nice a day to argue. I'll shoot your car in the garage here. That's the one I'd have picked for you myself.
How much?
Go ahead, spin it around the block.
It looks fine. How much would it be with my car?
You mean you don't want the usual day and a half to think it over? You are in a hurry, aren't you? Somebody chasing you?
Of course not. Please.
Well, it's the first time the customer ever high-pressured the salesman.
Figure roughly...
Your car plus $700?
$700.
You always got time to argue money, huh?
All right.
I take it you can prove that car is yours. Out-of-state license and all. You got your pink slip. And
I believe I have the necessary papers.
I brought a gift.
Now, what does it say?
It says
that you have stuff written on the outside.
Yeah, I wrote to Stan and Haney from Dave the Waterman. This is something.
That's one gift. Now, remember that Christmas about 7 years ago?
Yeah.
You brought Haney our street sign.
Oh, yeah.
And I was supposed to get one.
That was seven years ago?
And then you never... You never
I still got it. Don't worry, I'll
so
be working
on it. So you got this. But, is this for him
this,
to have,
well,
or is it for
Stan
me to
Haney.
Have?
It was just a habit to write both your names.
So who's it for?
It was for you, Stan.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
What about me?
Yeah. I've got yours in the works. Yours is next.
See, count on it in a few years.
Oh, Stan.
So
but
go,
anyways,
go
I would
ahead,
like,
open,
I would,
open it
no,
up.
No, I would like for you to open it up.
Now, did you make this?
Yes, I put it together myself.
Uh-oh.
Homemade.
You know?
He made it for you.
Just like everything.
Did you make this?
Yeah, I sure did, man. I tacked it together and everything.
Tacked it together.
Yeah, bro. I know what I'm doing.
You know what you should have done, and I'll give you every opportunity to do this.
Yeah.
You know, when Christmas time goes around and we do our little gift exchange, and you usually don't have nothing. Unless Haney gives you some money.
That's not true. I throw him about $40. Yeah. He goes to the Walgreens, and everybody gets gifts.
Yeah, hold up, partner. Now, come on.
Wouldn't you want to hang on to this?
Well, I thought about
that. Would be a great Christmas.
I thought
gift.
About it, but you know what? I said this is just too cool.
Nah,
man.
Cat's out of the bag now.
Yeah, it's too cool. I gotta get it to you now, man.
They've already said go for throttle up. Yep, there's no turning around.
That's now. Why are your eyes all glassy?
What are you saying? He's on something?
Oh my God!
Just an observation. Look at even Rob over
it.
There says he
oh,
looks a little
Rob,
different.
Come on, you're like 15 feet away.
I don't see anything. What are you talking about,
yeah,
Stan?
Man?
Very unfocused.
Unfocused.
Have you been
bro.
Taking speed again?
No, man. I had an energy drink.
There we go.
We've talked about that.
I know. I had a Red Bull, man.
Because it does something to him. All right, I'll open it.
Yeah, open it up, bud. I thought, you know, I put love into it, bro. Yeah.
Where'd you wrap this up at?
At the house, bro. I got tape.
It's good.
Well, there's
a frame.
Yeah. Damn right. I thought you'd like that.
Oh, man, that's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool, bro?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, dude. Check it out, Haney. I put them all.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I would have liked that.
It's our baseball cards. Yeah, that would have been a nice gift for Haney, too.
Don't worry.
That's like just one thing. Again, you address
what?
It to
well,
Stan and Haney.
I automatically write both your names on everything constantly. You know, it's just they just go together. It's like peanut butter and jelly.
It's actually a very nice. A lot of these cards have you on them.
Well,
of
he tacked
course.
Them
yeah.
himself.
Well, of
yeah.
course.
You What'd
know?
You do, glue it?
No, man.
What'd you do? They loose?
No, man. It's my secret.
But, Dave, I mean, I can't cool. help but know you're really bopping to this music. You really like this.
Yeah.
See that picture of the card of Dave?
What? Which one? Yeah.
See this one of Dave?
Yeah.
Where he's wearing our shirt.
Yeah,
but
man.
It's Dave.
What about it?
You put the same one.
Well, I had to, because I was one short.
Yeah, it had to balance.
Yeah,
you could have put another one of Annie on there.
Well,
or another one of me.
I thought, you know what? Just put the wrench in there. I'll throw an extra one of myself.
And you know what I had noticed on here?
What's that, bud?
Because D-Train was our producer then.
Uh-huh.
He didn't put one card of D-Train
on
here.
Get it's almost oh, like, come on!
It's almost like he's resenting him.
D-Train had a ton of cards.
I know.
Dude, look at it, bro.
No, I don't see any D-Train on
Look at the top.
Here.
Look at the top.
Okay.
Nothing. You sure? You know
Stan
what?
Stan Haney
They
Dave.
Might have fell out of the bag.
Stan
yeah,
Haney
I'm
Dave.
Not seeing one there, Stosh.
Stan Haney, Stan.
Yeah, Haney.
Haney.
Stan.
Dave all by himself.
Damn right.
Dave and Haney.
Yep.
No.
Really, man?
What about the whiskey bottle? Did it make it?
I don't think so.
But check it out. What do you think, man? Came out pretty good, I thought.
Well, it's not mine. I shouldn't
really. No.
Yeah. I'd really not. I don't want you touching it, Haney.
No, you did a great job with it.
It looks Thanks, good. Bud. That would have been a nice Christmas gift.
Yeah, I thought about
One
it.
One for each of us.
Yeah, that would have been really impressive, Dave.
Don't worry, boys.
All right, we're going to take a break.
I got you.
Look at me. I look great.
Yeah, you do.
You do look great.
You know, and that was years ago.
You look good, too, Stan.
You haven't aged a bit, Haney.
What's your
sign, really? You'd never know that you're what, 53?
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Stan. 54? I don't like to draw attention
What's your secret?
To it. Mm-hmm. Well, it's Helene Curtis products. Thanks for asking.
You'd never know. Here he goes. Lights on. We're broadcasting. He comes in with a hammer and wants to go hang some.
Go ahead, Dave.
Jeez, I'm telling you, stop making busy work, Dave. And your mic's not on because this is not a segment for you.
Go ahead, Dave. You got work to do.
Go ahead. Start hammering around and making like busy work. You're clocked in. You're getting paid.
Where are you going to hammer? Jeez. There's nowhere to hammer.
Coming up in less just...
You want to check that hammer? Make sure
will
it's
you
working?
Stop encouraging them. Here's some headlines.
Had just about enough.
Just about enough. Don't you see too good? Lights on air, flashing, on air. But you'll just come waltzing in with a hammer and nails in your mouth.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.